If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
It's practice time again. Translate these sentences into Spanish. We were getting it on in the shower.
Echábamos un polvo en la ducha.
There's in your hair.
Hay en tu pelo.
I have always wanted to see two lesbians in action.
Siempre he querido ver a dos lesbianas en acción.
I can't believe all the inappropriate things I hear on the radio. I mean, I don't want my kids listening to that stuff.
I don't know about you, but I'm as mad as heck, and I'm not gonna take it anymore.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good bad thing. What do you mean bad?
And now.
But I really don't like the people I've been talking about helping out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I like people, period. I mean, you guys are okay. I'm just trying to be honest about being a misanthrope.
So you're not gonna go to law school? What do you want to do then?
I want to dance.
Our feature presentation.
Those are words from Bean's actual life.
Yes.
Yep. And then he went into dancing and tore it up, and the rest is history, of
course.
Wow,
yes.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday, the 28th day of Aprilingus.
I want to hear the story that Lisa May was beginning right before we started the show, which is about the handyman showing up at her door Friday and staying all weekend long. I want to hear about that
really?
Lucky guy who shows up to do some work at Lisa's apartment.
My boy, Alfred.
Alfred's doing a little plumbing. He's got a little butt crack.
I got to tell you, a man who can get things done is very attractive.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know that firsthand, but I've heard girls think that.
Alfred cut 4 holes in my ceiling.
Whoa.
This is a euphemism, or is it the same?
No, you really
did. It's really did.
Because I want a ceiling fan.
Okay.
Which, oh my God, this summer, how great will it be to have a ceiling fan?
For you finally. And Alfred to be able to lay there and be
yes.
cool?
Well,
it would be, but why do you need 4 holes cut in for it?
Because there's no appliance in the middle.
Right.
So, and it's a big, big room. So you have to run the wires down. It takes a lot of holes,
yeah.
if you know
That's
what I'm saying.
Said.
Yes.
But I know that every guy who goes to people's houses to do work envisions that a hot chick's going to open the door. And, you know, he shows up at Lisa's place and he's like, I'm in.
Yeah, he's all sweaty, though. And he's thinking, oh, I got to wash my hands or something. She's going to totally dig me.
I know.
Did he ask to use your restroom soon after he got there?
Are you implying that he did something in my restroom?
I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to bleed the lines.
He was there for 8 hours. He obviously had to use the restroom.
8 hours.
He totally did what you're thinking.
Yeah.
And totally did.
Did you walk around in some small type of lingerie?
Well,
because
yeah,
it was too hot.
That's how I answered the door.
Yeah, because it was too hot.
Exactly. Because I need that fan.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to run the point home how much I needed that
right,
fan.
Right, sure.
And what a good discount I should get.
Right.
Well,
Alfred,
that's up to you.
Alfred
you decide
become,
how much the discount is, Lisa.
Become very reasonable.
We need to work out some kind of a payment plan. I don't know how we could do that, Alfred, but
if you
have any
ideas. Because I need a lot more work done, Alfred.
Yeah.
Is there anything other than cash I can offer you? Anything at all that you can think of?
Anything at all. So we're working out a deal. He'll be back soon.
Is that right?
I got more stuff for him.
How long was he there? Just the 8 hours that one day?
But he'll be coming back.
Oh, yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Because I didn't actually have the ceiling fan. And he did a whole thing in the kitchen replacing these old fluorescent lights, and I didn't have a, you know. Sadly, I wasn't quite prepared for everything.
Wow, what a shame.
So he's going to have to come back.
Now, have you paid for the work done already?
No, you haven't yet. No, I have not.
Wow, you owe him. Hope you're keeping track of exactly.
We're both keeping track, baby.
Yeah.
Good times.
And he wouldn't let me clean anything.
I'll take care of it.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'll clean the kitchen. Don't worry about it. No. It's my job. Let me do it.
Wow.
Chicks love wang bone.
Well, that's true. That is true.
So hopefully he'll come back and do some spackling.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Oh, Lisa.
He'll spackle. Don't you worry about that.
Little Missy.
Jackpot.
Suddenly into home improvement.
Yeah, how about that?
I didn't
realize that was such a big deal to you.
Well, it is now. You got to find the right guy. That's the thing.
I've been meaning to
do so many things for so long, but you got to find the right guy. Not easy to do, boys.
Apparently not, but apparently it has happened.
It has happened for me.
Any kind of, webcam might go on or anything so that we could all watch?
Why do I care about if you enjoy it?
Well, money, just like anything else.
Oh, you might help me pay for more home improvements?
You kidding?
We'll talk.
I'll pay for it like Alfred's going to pay for it.
I think we can have that conversation.
All right. Fantastic.
Because Mama needs a whole new shower.
Well, I mean, I'll work on your shower for you if you'd like. But, you know, you got to be in there because otherwise, how do you know, like, exactly what you're doing?
Sure, of course.
So you have to be in there to direct.
Mm-hmm. So. I see where you're going with that.
I
was certainly laying on the bed in the bedroom going, no, move the fan over just two inches.
Oh. Ooh.
Just 1 inch up, if you wouldn't mind.
Whoa. Keep going.
Yes, right there. That's perfect. All right. Screw it in, Alfred.
Oh.
That's what she said.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So that was my
You can't
weekend.
Make a connection with two screws. It takes a screw and a nut.
That's a good point.
And I saw a play called Emergency at the Geffen that was really good.
Oh, stop it.
Got it in.
Did you go with Alfred?
No, I did not. I had prior plans.
Alfred, what are you doing tonight? I was going to work on someone's house, but I'm available.
You
want to see a play?
Alfred be all over. Handymen love theater.
Alfred thought to himself, A, no, I don't want to see a play. But B, you know, I'm going to get some action, so I might as well.
Alfred, why don't you shower and come out with me? A little dirty after all that work all day.
You know what? Why don't you let me wash you off, is what she said. You look tired.
He did look tired.
Yeah.
He worked really hard.
Oh, well, that's what she said.
Yeah. Are we done with this?
No, God,
I hope so. I checked out about 4 minutes ago.
Well, you're gay then. Gay.
Gay.
Here's what happened over the weekend. Coachella.
Yes.
We did our breakfast on Friday with Jack Johnson, and then Coachella was all day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Probably a lot of people still on their way back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or still sitting in the parking lot, or still in the tent city or whatever.
I'm surprised Dave's back already, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, usually he's the last one here. He closes the place up.
Yeah,
he waits till everybody's
much.
Gone, and then he comes.
He texted me last night during my morning jacket, which is around 9 p.m. or something like that. And he was still out there, 9 o'clock last night, and I thought, well, he'll find some after party to go to after Roger Waters, and then he'll just drive directly from the desert to K-Rock this morning.
And what
That's
was
what
his
I expected.
Text? Hello, Bean. What are you doing?
No, he just was impressed by My Morning Jacket. I've never seen him live, but I do love their records. He was just texting me to say how good they were.
Right.
And so I texted him back, are you staying all night? And he said he wasn't, but you know Dave.
Oh,
you know
sure.
How he gets in the party mode.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Once he gets in the party mode, it's over.
We may
not see him for three
year?
Or 4 days. What's that?
Didn't he call us last year on his way back?
I think so.
The show was starting, and he was still driving back.
Yeah, what? Was that like?
Yeah, I think he ran into some traffic or something.
That was a lot more recent, though. That wasn't Coachella.
Okay.
I thought that was Vegas.
Yeah, it was Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah,
right.
It was Las Vegas.
Okay.
Because he kept saying, I'm going to drive back. I'll just get there right in time. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And we were saying, you might ought to. No, I'm fine. I got it all figured out. No problem.
I'm sure he did.
He left about 4. And he called us from traffic and said, I don't know what's going on. There's traffic. And we said, Los Angeles, morning.
Yeah.
Rush hour.
Those are people trying to get to work.
No way to predict that. So Alfred had the weekend.
Mm.
So anyway, we have some recaps for you from Coachella. We're going to talk to Olivia Wilde from House.
Oh.
She's great.
Which I believe
she's
comes back tonight.
Yep.
We have highlights of Celebra Cadabra. Maybe the best show ever on VH1. Beans Asperger's is getting much worse. Got to tell you about that.
Don't have the Asperger's.
Oh, yeah.
The 10 most annoying singers. Now, I'm sure that list is going to grow to about 30. But there is a list that we have of the 10 most annoying singers, and I didn't see my two big picks on there.
Really?
Maybe you're wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I had a pick that's not on there either.
What's your pick?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, sure. Which I don't even know if she's considered a singer.
Well, that's true. I mean, maybe she isn't in that category
anymore.
She's
just considered a rack.
But the last couple of years, listening to her try to sing,
oh, sure.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. George Takei should be number one, but apparently this was done before that.
Yeah.
Louis Black will be on the program today.
Love him.
Got some Southern California stand-up dates. He's always funny.
And angry.
We're trying to get a hold of Doto, and apparently Alex says she's having a hard time. He's not responsive as much as we'd like.
He says he'll talk to us tomorrow. He says he's too sick to talk to us today.
Oh.
He said, I'm going to San Francisco, Kevin Abid. I can't talk to you. And we were like, no phones in San Francisco. That seems odd.
Kevin Bean, this one thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean. I need a woman.
Yeah. Mm.
So we got that coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to announce in just a few minutes a private show, and we're going to start giving away tickets to that private show.
Oh, interesting.
So we'll tell you what that is just after 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
And this is going to sound like a joke, I know, because I didn't believe it the first time I heard it. Psycho Mike emailed me, and I emailed him back and said, is this really what it sounds like this is? Apparently, David Hasselhoff called K-Rock all weekend trying to get into Coachella. Who was he talking to?
McCabe.
McCabe.
Kidding.
Who's that?
He is the new jock at K-Rock. They hired him over from Las Vegas. He's a very cool guy, and he was on Friday early evening and Saturday afternoon, and David Hasselhoff called him like 8 times. And called me once.
Hey, some good planning by David, by the way.
That is good, yeah. So he called 8 times to him, 1 time to you.
Yeah.
And what was, he just wanted tickets, or?
David Hasselhoff was eating dinner Friday night and found out that Coachella was going on and that it was the hip thing to do, and thought, for some reason, that by calling K-Rock's request line.
The request line.
That he was going to get into Coachella.
Well, and because he's a celebrity.
The saga that continues after that is all recorded, and we have it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
So I wrote back to Mike over the weekend, and I said, this is some kind of a joke, or this didn't really happen. We don't really have it. He said, yes, we do.
Was he a mess?
Why don't you just wait and see, little
okay.
woman?
Okay.
This is a mess.
I can't wait.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Every once in a while, something comes along like that. It's all I care about. So we will get to that coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying. Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Inexplicably, Baby Mama came in at number 1 this weekend.
Are you kidding?
$18.3 million in box office receipts made it number 1. Because they're sure mismatched,
those two. She wants to have a baby, but
she's like an uptight professional woman, and then she picks a crazy white trash girl to have the baby.
And
crazy.
Do they get along well?
No.
They don't?
No, Kevin.
Wow.
That's the funny part.
You should see it.
They're here talking to each other, and one's all like, and the other one's like, hey, stop farting in my purse. Oh, Kevin.
In my purse.
Oh, you thought you'd laugh till you died.
Oh, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah. That was not.
I can't believe Kevin didn't see it, by the way.
No, are you high?
Yeah.
Even I have
like
standards.
About your speed.
It's way too chicky for Kevin.
Yeah.
If it was two dudes, then he'd be there.
Chicky is fine. If it's done well, that didn't look like it was done very well.
Nor to me. But the rest of America seemed to swallow the bait. They went in droves, $18.3 million. Harold and Kumar came in at number 2 this weekend. $14.6 million made it number 2.
I saw that one.
And
Harold and Kumar.
Did they escape from Guantanamo Bay?
First of all, they escaped from Guantanamo
Bay. Well, then, mission accomplished.
Second of all, and I love this type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an easy target.
Oh, I sense a disturbance in the force.
Really not very good.
Wow!
Really? Just not funny, and I like, but we had John Cho in, I love him, he seems cool, I like these guys, I like this, just bad.
Hmm.
Just, what was wrong with it?
Just weak, poorly thought out, too few laughs. Just maybe you need to be high to watch it. Maybe I should have been high.
Taking some of those Joe Rogan breath strips with you.
I'll try it again.
Good band.
Joe Rogan's breath strips?
How's Neil Patrick Harris?
He's funny. He's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I don't know. It just didn't seem that good to me.
Well, for 2 for 2.
Not so good.
Forbidden Kingdom was number 3. Income is what Lisa used to make back in the days before she got a steady job. Forgetting Sarah Marshall was number 4. Nim's Island was 5. Prom Night came in at number 6. Then 21, 88 Minutes, Horton Hears a Who, and Deception. By the way, Deception, the brand new film starring Hugh Jackman and Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah, that looked good.
Debuted at number 10.
Terrible
this
reviews.
Weekend at the box
wow.
office.
Yeah. That's the one where they have some random sex club that no one else knows about?
Hey, don't knock random sex clubs.
I'm in. I just didn't know that world existed.
Made $2.2 million.
Mm.
Well, it'll
America shrugged collectively.
It'll build.
And said, nope.
No,
not
maybe
interested.
Not.
Another Miley Cyrus naked picture fiasco over the weekend. I don't know if you saw the new photos of Miley sitting on some dude's lap and like being all sexy and whatnot. Second set of pictures that have hit the
still
internet.
Still 15, right, Ralph?
Still 15.
Yeah.
Miley released a statement to People magazine yesterday apologizing for the photos, saying they were silly and inappropriate. Then she went on to say, I am not perfect. I never intended for any of this to happen, and I am truly sorry if I have disappointed anyone.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Doesn't somebody like her who's been in the spotlight as bright as the spotlight has been for her, doesn't she realize that that might come back to bite her in the ass?
She may be a 15-year-old star, Kevin, but she's still a star, and they still think they can do stuff and get away with it.
But I would think because I'm a star, I wouldn't be able to get away with it because it's too juicy if it got out, you know?
I think she's still 15 and doesn't always think straight. Yeah.
But wait, there's more. More Miley Cyrus sexy photographic controversies.
Okay.
Vanity Fair magazine did a shoot with Miley by photographer Annie Leibovitz.
Thank God.
Legendary Annie Leibovitz. And apparently there are photos in the magazine, according to USA Today, of Miley looking provocatively over her right shoulder with her back nude and her breast covered only by a shimmery fabric.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
I'd love to get a copy of that. Tooling Rodney's.
Miley said in a statement that the photo shoot was supposed to be artistic, but now after seeing the photographs and reading the story in Vanity Fair, I feel so embarrassed. So now there's more naughty photos of her, this time in Vanity Fair magazine.
This is the whole thing where they are moving from being a kid into kind of being an adult. And
not at 15, you're not.
She might be, feeling that way, but yeah. I don't know. What the?
Drama queen.
Disney Channel released a statement about the Vanity Fair layout saying that Annie Leibovitz deliberately manipulated a 15-year-old in order to sell magazines.
Big girl. Check that out.
You are beautiful.
Yeah, she's not a big girl, really.
Source tells People magazine that Miley's parents left the photo shoot before the final shot. And that's when they did this last photograph, apparently, that was in the magazine.
Giddy up.
Well, here's a good rule of thumb for the parents. Don't leave until they're done taking photographs of your daughter.
Yep.
And then you can control the whole layout.
Got to check that out. So,
a lot of controversy about Miley and her semi-nudity. Carmen Electra could be pregnant.
Giddy up.
Maybe that's why she got engaged to Korn's Rob Patterson over the weekend, last week, rather. But rumor has it they're in a mad dash to get to the altar because she is with child. And that's why they're hurrying things up.
Well, that'll solve everything.
Yeah.
That's good.
Speaking of relationships, Joe Pesci, who has been dating model Angie Everhart for 7 years.
What? He has?
Yeah. They've been together for 7 years now.
Wow. She's the crazy model one, right?
No. Oh. That's
I thought that was Angie Everhart.
No.
Didn't Angie Everhart used to date Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah. Angie Everhart's still a smoking hot supermodel. It was an actress while blonde. You're thinking of who's one that has her own crazy show with the model agency? Says she's the original supermodel. Angie Dickinson. That's the crazy one.
Janice Dickinson. By
Janice Dickinson.
Yeah.
Okay,
Angie Everhart.
I don't know.
The one Joe Pesci. You'd know her for sure.
The hottest redhead in the world.
Yeah, she is.
Giddy up.
Star of Bordello of Blood. One of my favorite movies, by the way.
Didn't see
very
all.
Good in that. Apparently, they've broken up after 7 years and a 9-month engagement.
Jeez.
That's how to bring it to an end, is get engaged.
Yeah. For the record, he's 64, she's 38.
Yeah!
Good for him, bad for her.
He's 5 feet even, she's 5'10".
Yeah.
Yeah! That was a bizarre relationship.
That's, yeah, but for 7 years, they made it work.
He really is practically a midget.
He's a little fella.
Shockingly small.
He's not a big guy.
Not tall, that guy.
Probably never played basketball.
Nope.
If he did, I'm guessing he wasn't very good.
Probably not big enough to ride the rides at Disneyland.
Those are our guesses.
Too small.
Russell Crowe isn't just an Academy Award-winning actor. According to his wife, he is a great husband, too.
Yeah.
He only hits me once or twice a day, she said.
She didn't say that.
No, she didn't say that. Now, apparently, he does all the grocery shopping for the family. There's four of them, his wife and himself and two kids.
Right.
And he says, she says rather, he does it at lightning speed. He's in and out of the market in 6 minutes, she said.
Okay.
I guarantee you he brings home nothing that she asked for. He's just in and out in 6 minutes. You have a cart full of batteries. That's all you got, Russell. What's up with you?
He only buys stuff near the register. That's it.
That's it. And good news for Robert Blake, name we haven't heard in the news in a while.
Yeah.
Apparently now he only owes $15 million to the estate of his slain wife, Bonnie Lee Bakley. The California Appeals Court cut the wrongful death judgment, the civil suit, in half over the weekend, It was originally $30 million, but now he just owes them $15 million.
Oh, well, he should just have that in his pocket.
And I think he's currently working as a stable hand someplace on a ranch.
He is. He has no money.
Yeah. So $15 million, he should be able to scrape that together in 40, 50 years.
That wasn't a joke?
No.
That's really what
Isn't he like 70 years old or something?
Sure, there's that too.
Oh.
But by the time he's 110, 115 years old, I think he'll have paid off the whole
thing. Where's the downside? You tell me where the downside is.
I don't know where the downside is, Bob.
I just think that's such a bogus trend in the last few years, by the way, where you can now be sued civilly for things that you already have been charged criminally for.
Yeah, I thought it was fine with OJ, though.
Yeah, me too.
Got one to stick.
Rules of proof are different, you know, so it's easier, actually, to win a civil suit. OJ Simpson, speaking of murdering husbands.
He murdered his husband?
Oh, Gilligan. He will not be featured on Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice.
I knew it. NBC came through, not Donald Trump. He would have done it.
It's funny you said that, Kevin. New York Post reports that Donald was excited about having the idea of juice on the show.
Of course.
However, NBC went, and this is their quote, ballistic over the idea.
Of course.
And wouldn't even consider having the accused murderer on their network. And said, no.
He's a whore. He would have done it in a
absolutely.
Second.
How excited was he? And rumor has it they're going to be another season of Celebrity Rehab. I have not heard this. We should talk to our pal Dr. Drew and see if that's the case or not. But Radar Online, the Celebrity News website, has announced, as far as they're concerned, they've heard who's going to be one of the people appearing on Celebrity Rehab Season 2.
Yes.
Heidi Fleiss. Legendary Madam Heidi Fleiss apparently wants to kick her Vicodin and meth habit.
Jeez.
Oof. That's a good combo. Aren't those mutually exclusive? Vicodin and meth? Why do you take those two? That's a wash right there. It just makes you feel like, oh, I'm normal. Oh, this is a bad idea.
You take uppers and downers at the same time.
Yeah. She would like to get her life back on track, she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that meth is rough. It's not a good. That is not
but
a healthy
you know,
drug.
The thing that makes you look pretty. It makes you pretty. The more you take it, the prettier you get.
Yeah,
I
that's
found.
That's not the case.
Really?
No.
Oh,
Ruff, whatever happened to Heidi Fleiss's idea that she was going to open a brothel out there outside
for ladies,
Las Vegas?
That's right.
It's going to be a stud farm.
Yeah.
Did she that fall apart or something?
I believe it did. Surprisingly, Heidi Fleiss's dreams and aspirations and career goals did not come to fruition.
Mm.
I find that hard to believe, but that's the case. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays today, shall we? Jessica Alba. Celebrates her 27th birthday today.
What was that yell?
Someone stabbed Psycho Mike.
What was that yell?
All right?
That's all my sexual boner power in one.
It sounds like you sound like a campfire, by the way. They played this weekend.
Boner power was good.
Penelope Cruz.
Oh,
damn. Is 34 years old today. Actress Bridget Moynihan.
Are you kidding me?
Who also issued forth the seed of Tom Brady's loins.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is 37. By the way, I heard a great story today that Bridget Moynihan is furious when the baby comes back from Tom Brady, when he's got visitation, because she can smell Gisele Bündchen's perfume on the baby.
Right.
Because she's been holding it. So now she's demanding that the baby be cleansed and washed before returned to her, so she has to have to smell his girlfriend's perfume on her baby.
And she can do that legally? Or?
I don't know.
This is going to go well over the years for everyone.
This child is going to be punished.
No kidding.
Tonight's show host Jay Leno is 58 years old today. And Jorge Garcia from Lost, who plys Hugo, of course, on that show. He turns 34.
Ugh, look at how fat you are. You disgust me. Yeah. Oig, oig, fatty.
Remember the first time we talked to Jorge and Kevin called him Jose for the whole interview.
Can I?
Very entertaining.
Jose good. Durden.
So, Jose Garcia, you're in Lost. How's that? I think Bean was on vacation. I'm sitting here going, oh, Christ.
I feel like I want to argue with you, but I buy it. I probably did that.
I think we could find you some tape.
Don't
I
don't need to.
We'll do a little research.
I'm accepting.
Come up with. He's like, it's a Jorge. Oh, okay. Jorge.
What was that? Yeah.
Good times. Jorge is 35 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. At 15 minutes ago, we made the announcement of Death Cab for Cutie. They're doing a private show, and the only way to get tickets is to listen to K-Rock today. I believe we're going to be giving them away about every 10 or 15 minutes here. Maybe every 15 minutes here on K-Rock. So congratulations to Abraham Reynoso from Brea. That is our first winner, and you're never more than 15 minutes away from another chance to win.
Great.
That's Death Cab for Cutie playing tomorrow night at Spaceland, so we'll have tickets for you later this half hour on the Kevin Beach on K-Rock. Death Cab was one of the many bands on the bill, of course, at the Coachella Festival. 132 artists performing, 3 nights in the desert. Good times and generally very good reviews, I guess. Not a lot of hassles, not a lot of problems. I think about 25 people or something like that were treated for heat exhaustion, which is,
sure,
I think, low this year for Coachella, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
Usually it's about 200. I don't think it was quite that bad. I think it was about 150 out there this weekend. So, but one of the musical highlights that everybody's talking about is Prince, who apparently just rocked it on Saturday night. And by the way, if you were there and you have something you want to share with us about Coachella, you can call us at 1-800-520-1067. But he did a set of about 2 hours of a bunch of his songs. Plus, he did Come Together from the Beatles. He did Radiohead's Creep. He did a Sarah McLachlan cover. No one saw that coming. But apparently, he was just owned it on Saturday night.
I was gone by then, unfortunately, because I like that little pussy midget.
And Dave's on.
He's a hell of a performer.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Were you impressed by him? I mean, you may not have, I don't know how many people like his music, but he's an amazing performer to watch.
Whatever with Prince, though, I think we need to bring back Mars Day and the Time, because they rocked.
They opened the show,
they
right?
They did, and I wanted to see more of them.
Are they great?
Prince could wait. Dude, everyone was doing the dance, dude. The best. You know, then he brought out Sheila E. It was awesome, you know?
Yeah.
It's so funny, though. You probably, nobody who drove to Coachella expected they were going to be dancing to Jungle Love this weekend.
No.
The musical surprises are kind of what a lot of people love about Coachella, stuff that you know, I watched a little bit of it on AT&T Blue Room over the weekend, and it is so cool to see some of the covers that bands pull out and stuff that you just don't expect. It just, you know, really spices it up.
And he's one of those guys who people probably have heard a lot about, but unless you're a hardcore Prince fan, you probably haven't seen him play.
Yeah.
Most of the people that went to Coachella, I don't imagine would buy tickets to see Prince if it was him by himself.
Nope.
But I'm sure he won him over.
And it seemed like everyone stuck around for the end. You know, it was so crowded.
Did you see Les Savez Fave? Is that how you say it? Fave?
I don't know how you say that. No, I did not see them. I think they played really early, like at noon or something.
Their lead singer is a lumberjack, first of all.
Really?
By the way, if something happened, you got arrested at Coachella, we'll take your calls, 1-800-520-1067. If you got kicked out, like early in the weekend, that's funny.
That would suck.
We can't be everywhere at Coachella, obviously, because it's so huge. But this band, the lead singer, he looks like a lumberjack. He's got a gigantically long beard, and he's bald.
Oh, good. That's
and
a good look.
He's way fat, and he goes around with just a little tiny pair of shorts, no shirt. And this is how his set started, and I was just trying to figure out what is the hell is happening.
What in tarnation? Dadgummit, what's that sound? Dadgummit, what's that dadgum sound?
What is he talking about? Don't know.
Who the? What the? In the? What the? What in tarnation? What the?
All right.
What in?
Now you'd think at this point, okay, the band's gonna now kick in.
Yeah,
and
that'd
he's gonna
be good.
Start singing, maybe.
What in tarnation's going on out here?
That's when he walks out on stage.
Get off my property! Get off my property, all y'all! What in dagum hell is going on? Get off my property! Quit jumping my snake! What the F and H is happening out here? Get off my property! Get off my damn property! Get off the property!
Now he is pointing with his hand and shooting people.
Oh my god. What tarnation?
We should bring back Tarnation.
Tarnation, yeah.
When I saw the name of that band, I don't know anything about them. I just assumed they were like a little French electronic duo or something, you know what I mean? I wasn't expecting this guy.
Man, it's hilarious. And then he says,
as you guys have already probably guessed, this ain't my property.
Really?
I just have a 100-year lease on it from the government. And I'm not a crazy miner. But there is gold in this field. Coachella, in conjunction with Carl's Jr., Mr. Pibbs, and Victoria's Secrets, have hid 500 actual solid gold coins in the field right here.
you start digging, I'm sure one of you guys will either find it or hurt yourself.
So then they kick into another song. And by the way, the music is just god-awful.
Really?
I mean, it is not a good band.
Oh, that was a song?
No, no, no. Those, these are just in-between songs. I'll play a little bit of their song in just a second. But he went under the stage and found some people sleeping. And then he climbed up on the scaffolding. And he was on the very top of the lights, on the very top of the stage, standing up there yelling and shouting and screaming. And I think he's crazy. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe he knows his music blows. He's got to do something.
You know what it seemed like to me? Super bored. Mm-hmm. Just trying to entertain himself.
I hear the conversation that you're playing back, and I swear to God, it's exactly like talking to Jed the Fish.
Yes.
Does it sound so much like Jed?
That's what I was thinking, too. And then he would also take the microphone, the wired microphone, not wireless, out into the crowd and sing and yell at people. And he was all sweaty and fat and really white. Just not.
I wish I had another bottle of water to spill or drink. Thanks. Guys, shut up. Oh, my God. We're going crazy. If the bottle says one on the bottom, it means it gives you bad diseases. Particularly if it gets hot like this. If anyone had a tea bag, we could make a little tea. And does anyone have cookies or tea? Or both? Does anyone have clotted cream? Any clotted cream, you guys? Anybody?
Now, here's his song, and I wanted to just show you that it's worth it to sit through all the talking to hear that.
Here's the hell of the biggest balls, deep beside my castle walls.
Yeah, and that was the one part that was on tune. Not a good band.
How many people are left at this point?
They're leaving rather quickly. It's not a super good band.
I think I'm in.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because he's crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Crazy good. I'll give one more Coachella note, because I thought this was so awesome, is a lot of people take their own refreshments, shall we say, to Coachella.
Sure.
Or at least try to get them in. Try to get them past the gates. So this year, the police department out there in Indio came up with an amnesty plan. So they put up a sign. Maybe you guys saw it at the front of Coachella, where it said, "We want you to have a good time. We don't want you to get arrested." So you could decide to, "I'm not going to risk. I'm going to give up my drugs before I walk into Coachella." Okay,
right, right. No. Put it in a container.
Right. Here's what was turned in: 400 cigarettes tainted with PCP, 457 marijuana cigarettes.
Dude, if I'd have known that, I would have been taking that on my way in.
51 grams of hallucinogenic mushrooms, 46 grams of cocaine. Now, who takes cocaine all the way to Coachella and then throws it away?
That's the question, is why would you throw it away?
Unbelievable.
And here's the most shocking one for me, considering we're in – what's the area code out there? Is that officially part of the 909?
It's dirt like, is what it is.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
I don't think there is an area code out there.
7 grams of meth.
Sure.
That's just serious. I know. I'm shocked it's so low. Shocked.
No, but the point is that that's how much people gave up before they went in.
Think how much.
That's not how much
think
was
how
there.
Much they didn't, right? 300 paper tabs of LSD.
Oh, they
1,013 tablets of prescription and over-the-counter drugs. 97 tablets of ecstasy and a milliliter of morphine. So that's the
holy crap! That's a party right there.
A milliliter.
I know. Is that great?
What the? Why did I not know about that? And how could I have had access to it?
Well, someone had access to it.
Because you'd think some people would leave it behind, and then other people would go, "I'd like to take that risk myself."
I want to hang out with the guy who gave the eyedropper of morphine. Well, all these people are putting in like all these drugs. He's like, "There you go."
Let's say good morning to Ben in Los Angeles. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, you guys.
Hello.
You were out at Coachella this weekend?
Yeah. Thanks so much for the breakfast with Jack.
Are you there?
Really awesome, yeah. Hey, that hotel room was awesome. I'll be honest with you. When I saw the address, when I passed by it, I passed it 2 times because I thought it wasn't the right place.
Because it was too nice?
It was too nice.
Yeah. It was too nice.
Really? Too nice. What was the – do you remember the name of it?
Yeah, Indian Wells Resort.
Oh, yeah, that's where we stayed.
Yeah, that's where we stayed. That's where
my patio door opened up right into the pool.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, but that morning, Friday morning, I bumped into Carlos and his pregnant wife. I got pulled over by the cop.
That's
got
to pull over by the cop. He tried to tell him his wife was pregnant. He was trying to call K-Rock, and then the cop helped him call to try and win tickets.
I spent all day and all night with them. Really nice people.
No kidding. Did you hit that?
Yeah. What?
So, David Hasselhoff... called K-Rock all weekend.
Really?
David Hasselhoff.
Right.
It's like our dream come true.
It really is. And I'm not exactly sure why. I think he explains in the first call that his kids are out there. They think it's a great show and they want him to come, apparently.
Out where?
Coachella, yeah.
Okay.
So, Mike, tell me what you know about this before we start playing the tape.
That's right. He did not call the business line. He called the request line like anybody would to request a song or to give input to the station. And he says, "I'm David Hasselhoff, and I want to go to this here Coachella thing that I'm hearing so much about from my kids." It was as simple as that.
It was like Friday night at 10.
Around 10
is when he first called. So he couldn't have gotten out there in time for anything Friday. Really?
No.
By the time he called.
And the business office wouldn't have answered.
Right. So he calls McCabe.
Yes.
Who's on the air. He's a part-time DJ here at K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And at 10 o'clock on Friday night, there's not a lot of people here. And there's not really an extra stash of celebrity tickets just waiting for people to call and ask for. But this is Hasselhoff calling Friday night late.
Yeah, hi. This is David Hasselhoff. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing, David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Listen, my kids are down at your Coachella Festival, and they're telling me it's awesome. And I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there. Who would I talk to and who do I go through?
Well, if you go to the website, krock.com.
Well, how do I know that, but I'm going to need VIP tickets because I'm not going to be able to hang out.
Well, dude, you are, no one hassles the Hoff, so you'd probably just get them.
He can't hang out in the crowd.
No. Kevin, you've gone to how many Coachellas? How many way bigger celebrities just walk around?
Bigger.
Just walk around at Coachella as if nothing, not a problem.
Way bigger.
Right?
I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous the people that go out there. And no one really bothers anyone, but Hasselhoff may not know that.
He needs VIP.
He needs VIP.
Come on.
But what I like about McCabe,
and he needs them for free, and he needs them last minute.
Yeah,
too,
right now.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, like, where is there... Can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because
tonight, meet me at 1 a.m., and I'll be out in front, and I'll just hand them off to you as you drive by.
Doesn't he know there's one person here?
He doesn't.
One person.
Obviously. And that one person doesn't have any access to extra tickets.
No.
So I don't know exactly what he's expecting.
I got a couple of girls, and we're just going to drive down tonight.
Oh.
Well, where do you get them?
Well, let me check.
Okay. All in all, it's just another break in the wall.
Yeah.
Is that him getting excited about maybe seeing Roger Waters Sunday night? Is that what he's thinking?
Yeah. I would think so, but I don't think he understands, like, what it is, or maybe that's not till Sunday. I don't know. He's just bizarre.
The magic of this whole thing, this whole ordeal, is that he has the hubris to believe that this is somehow plausible. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just call radio saying and there's tickets waiting for you at the last second, and it's no big deal.
And however many you want, by the way.
Yeah.
Got a couple of girls with me.
I'm having dinner.
For them too.
Yo, I'm having a steak right now. I got some ladies with me. I need tickets. Let's do this. And it's just the whole thing's very believable.
VIP and parking too, please.
Where do I get them? That's what he wants. Where do I get them?
It's not like, I know I'm calling last second, and I totally apologize for this, but, I mean, at least you could start that. Wouldn't help because we don't have tickets, but at least he could have started it that way. So then he calls back.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
He's asking the part-time DJ on the air.
Yes.
That's question A, and the answer to that, by the way, is a resounding no. There's no rooms out there whatsoever. They've been gone for months.
No, but K-Rock DJs are concierge, usually, here in Los Angeles. Yeah. People know that.
I don't know.
So then I guess he starts calling back on Saturday afternoon, and I guess he called back on Sunday. He was calling the request line all weekend long.
Major fan of K-Rock.
And we are a major fan of Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. I'm still Knight Rider to everybody, even though...
He's not thrilled with that.
Yeah, I heard
McCabe's
that.
McCabe's like, what do you want me to say? You're a major fan of K-Rock.
There's a new Knight Rider. I'm still... Coche Fantastico. Even tonight when they towed my car, they said, Coche Fantastico.
They towed your car?
Yeah, I told the guy, I went to pick up my car, he goes, Michael, I said, don't give me that Michael shit, you towed my car. And I said, at a cat animal hospital, I said, my cat's dead in the back.
Four-day passes?
Yeah, and I'd be happy to do whatever, I'd go on the air or, do whatever you guys want me to do.
This is funny. This is his offer now. He'll pay for him by getting up on stage and wowing the crowd.
I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
If only they were playing.
That would be cool if they were out there this year. Turns out that was last year.
I'll just go on stage and go, the Hoff! K-Rock, the Hoff! Come on, that's worth some tickets.
That is worth some tickets.
Poor Casey.
He's going to get on stage and yell, the Hoff. That's worth some tickets.
Sure.
Where are you? Where is your office?
Yes, Pete?
Was he drinking at all, do you guys think, maybe? Or was this just the Hoff and his exuberance?
It doesn't sound like it yet. Like, he's not smashed yet. At least.
But I'm sure he's been drinking.
I imagine.
Because that guy can hold his alcohol until he hits a certain point.
And he was out drinking with girls on Friday night when he first made his call. I can't believe he'd be out at a restaurant at Friday night at 10 o'clock and not be boozing.
Listen, I invented the Hoff. I have my own t-shirt line. Don't hassle the Hoff. I brought back Knight Rider.
That's his, he's trying to give him reasons
he's trying
why.
To sell him?
Yeah, why he should give him tickets.
How far is the festival from the Marriott in Palm Desert, you know?
It's 4.2 miles.
He's
and,
done no research.
You take the 111. I'm like, how is this guy supposed to know any of these answers? Any of them? It's ridiculous.
I want to go back and do like Viva Hoff Vegas.
That's what he was talking about, being in that play, the producers.
Okay, doesn't he sound a little
now? He's starting
now?
starting to.
A little bit as it gets later. Yeah.
I like to go back and call it Viva Las Vegas.
some kind of funny, cool Rat Pack show. It's pretty easy to pull that stuff off now because I got good. I got a nice reputation when I was in Vegas. I got good reviews and people liked having me there. And I actually really enjoyed being there.
Well, the category is people who annoy you.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
This is life story.
Right.
You can just keep them on the phone for hours.
And when did the stuff really get going? In the afternoon?
Okay, now it sounds to me like he's having a few more.
Sounds like Dick Clark.
When does this stuff afternoon get going?
I've got to school listening to K-Rock too.
Hey, listen, anytime you want me to come on and say something, just if you want to say on the air, I've been on the phone with David Hasselhoff all night. The Hoff loves to rock.
So just tell him that the Hoff loves to rock, and that'll make everything okay.
Now, by Sunday, that was Sunday, right?
Sunday, he had actually gotten to Coachella.
He got in and got on stage,
and he called Casey back.
He did.
So he's like, I'll watch in Dwight Yoakam.
He was on stage with Dwight Yoakam was on.
How did he get the tickets?
I don't know.
He went through some other avenue.
I think he called every possible place. Maybe he got him from a ticket scalper or something the last second.
Oh, that could have been.
That's weird.
We like to make fun because he does think of himself a lot grander star than he is. But truth be told, if he did show up at Coachella, I'm sure he probably could get in. He is David Hasselhoff. Just for comedy factor alone, I'm sure the people at the gates are like, go in, dude.
Maybe if he just drove out there and somebody from K-Rock heard he was out there, they have a good sense of humor. They know letting him in would be magic.
Sure. Yeah.
So he could have. But he called all weekend long.
Oh, that's David Hasselhoff.
He called about, I'd say about 11:45 Saturday night, and I picked up. And he goes, Casey, it's Hoff. And I'm like, hold on, sir. And I hit record on the machine.
Right.
And I said, excuse me, hello, who is this? And he's like, it's Hassel. What's up, Casey? I'm like, it's not Casey. This is Mike. Where's Casey? I'm sorry, he's not here right now. He's gone home. Well, I'll call him on a cell phone. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
I was so mad because I thought I was going to have this long conversation with him like Casey had. But
he has a cell phone now. Yeah.
Poor Casey was at home. Hasselhoff is calling him at home.
Yeah. He's going to drunk dial him for the rest of his life.
You know how far it is from those fans in the desert?
Is there an Enterprise rent-a-car open?
Let's talk to Cliff real quick.
I would love
online.
To, but they're not putting him on hold. There we go.
Two. He's calling from Chino. Apparently, he was out there, had himself a Hoff sighting at Coachella, too. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, this is May.
Hello.
So you were at the Marriott, and the Hoff made it out there?
Yeah, I was at a golf tournament, and just turns out that it was Saturday afternoon. He was out, couldn't get a spot poolside, so he had to go up on this concrete patio. It is like 100 feet from the pool, the overflow. We put him out there.
So he drove all the way out there to sit by the pool?
Well, I guess he was out there. I'm hearing you guys talk about him going out there for Coachella, but
that's what he said. Yeah, we don't know.
My wife tells me, she says, oh, yeah, David Hasselhoff's out here by the pool. And she said, but we couldn't get near the pool. It was too full, so they put him out there on the patio.
Excellent.
Maybe he was waiting until the bands he liked were coming up later, or he's meeting his kids or something.
He's waiting for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's going to wait a long time.
Long weekend.
Thank you for the call.
Wow.
Hasselhoff.
That is hilarious.
That's great news. He's a big fan of ours. Not ours, but K-Rock.
Where are you guys? I'm a big fan.
That's for you, Hoff, in case you're listening this morning. Coming up, Olivia Wilde, beautiful, talented actress on House, returning tonight with an all-new episode, plus the most annoying singers in the world, and funny man Louis Black, all coming up, and more Def Cab for Cutie tickets you can win for their big private K-Rock show. In fact, we got them for you in about 5 minutes or so, so stand by for your chance to call.
So, Bean has Asperger's. And
oh, yeah.
Nope. Yes.
Yep.
I never heard about this. I never heard about this until we figured out that Bean's behavior is a perfect match with Asperger's, which is a form of super high functioning autism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And most of the people, including Bean, are super smart, but they can't get along with people. They don't like social situations. It's completely awkward. And
if you get a chance, you should see a show on HBO now called Autism the Musical. About a bunch of autistic kids who they try to put together and mount a musical with them. And one of the kids, the lead kids that's featured in the documentary, has Asperger's. And I said to myself, that is freaking Little Bean.
Really?
That's exactly what Bean must have been like as a kid. He's like, oh, I wouldn't want to be that dinosaur. It is a saber-toothed tiger. And let me tell you about tigers. And no one's asking them about anything. And everyone's looking at them like, thanks for that info, kid. I was just staring at this kid. He's like, people don't seem to like me because they think I am too smart. And he's just going on. And I said, oh, it's Bean. That's it's Bean. Bean.
That's Bean. I did TiVo that show. I haven't watched it yet, Ralph. Is it going to be troubling for me to see?
You will look right in the freaking mirror, my friend.
Could be you, yeah.
I, by the way, am not that smart and was never that smart as a kid. I mean, I did pretty well. I mean, I got mostly straight A's, but not a super genius, not an advanced placement kid or anything like that.
Pretty smart. I mean, they know a ton about focused little areas. You know, they're not they don't do really well in school, but like this kid on the show knew everything about dinosaurs. He was just fixated on dinosaurs and knew every kind of dinosaur and when they lived and what they ate and all that kind of stuff, because he didn't know the rest of it. He did poorly in school, but he was super zoned in on this one thing.
And that is nothing like me, because I wrote many extra credit papers on elephants when I was going to school. So it was nothing like the dinosaur kid.
Elephants.
I know it sounds like a burger, but it's Asperger with a P. And if you look it up, and there are all kinds of tests on the internet that you can take to see if somebody has it. And we gave it to Bean one time, the test. There were like 30 questions. And he was not even in the solid category. He was in the very Asperger, very high Asperger's. He had like 27 out of 30 or something like that.
And if still in denial.
If it was Match.com, he'd be married to Asperger's. That's how the questionnaire played out. They were just perfectly right on for each other.
So what he does, because social...
I'll accept your premise that, even though I don't and you're wrong, I'll accept your premise just to move the conversation forward. Why do you bring it up now all of a sudden?
Sing it if you know it. This is the theme song for my man Bean.
It's Bean's theme. Right.
He was down in person this weekend and things went poorly.
Asperger's.
Come on.
He's the man with misfiring synapse. And he loves maps.
He does.
Yeah, he does love maps.
I do love maps. A lot.
He really loves maps.
One of the symptoms of Asperger's.
That's true.
He digs those maps.
Yeah, maps and numbers.
Maps and numbers. And he's obsessed with numbers as well.
Yeah.
Bean, and he's been trying to avoid society as much as possible. He moved to an island to get away from everybody. He rarely sees anyone. And when when he comes down, Ralph, back me up here, and Lisa, worse every time.
Oh,
Every time he comes out, he's less comfortable.
More
miserable.
Complains about stuff way more than he used to.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And Friday morning, we were out at the grounds of Coachella. We did our breakfast with Jack Johnson. And it was pretty cold in the morning when we got there because the sun wasn't up. And the sun just barely started coming up. You couldn't even see it yet. It's just the sky was getting a little bit lighter. And it was roughly the same temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And Bean said, oh, man, it's getting hot. Wow, is it getting hot. And I looked at him and was like, what are you talking about? It hasn't changed 1 degree.
It was like 52 at that point?
Maybe it was 53. I mean, maybe there was that small increase, but it was still 53. You know what I mean?
And Bean is unbearable, by the way, when it comes to the temperature. He cannot bear anything above freezing.
Poor Lisa. He turns the studio to a meat locker when he comes down to do the show here.
And still complain.
And Alex was in a sweater, and I was in a sweatshirt, and everybody out there was just kind of freezing. And Bean's like, oh, is it getting warm?
Your wife must dress like an Eskimo.
I can't take this anymore.
In my defense, though, guys, and clearly this doesn't have anything to do with Asperger's or not, I mean, it really is just what you're used to. I mean, that was the warmest weather I'd been in a really long time. So to me,
Asperger's.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it was warm, is what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, from the time we got there when everyone was cold, I don't think you said anything. I don't think you said you were cold. But from
it
the
wasn't
time,
cold. It was very okay. comfortable when we started.
But when you started complaining about the heat, it was the same temperature, maybe.
Dude, it was 100 if it was 1
That's
out there.
What he does.
By the time we left, That's it was so hot. I was burning up.
So then there were, I think I saw two flies. Mm-hmm. I think I saw two.
Two flies?
Flies. Tiny little flies. They were on our equipment or whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't think anything about it. I didn't
you're
even.
You're outdoors.
You're outdoors.
You're going to see a fly.
It's a horse area. And, yeah. But there weren't very many. It was just a couple. And Bean started going off about the flies. Oh, my God. You guys have never seen this many flies.
It was a swarm.
I was like, what
it
are
was
you
a
talking
swarm.
About?
They could pick you up and take you away. There were so many.
Two is all I saw.
There were dozens.
I was sitting 2 feet from you.
At one point, no joke, Ralph, I saw four or five of them on one of Kevin's pieces of equipment at the same time. It was just icky.
And well, four or five still does not a swarm
right.
mate.
No.
That was just on that one piece of equipment, but they were everywhere.
And I finally...
There's a cloud of flies descending it was. On
and
the ball
And no one grounds. Saw them but you. The cloud of flies.
Why are they so tiny? Why are these flies so small? There's wow. way too many flies. And no, I was just thinking,
I'm burning up.
I'm burning up. It's getting warm out here.
The flies take this heat. You'd think the heat would kill the flies.
This complaining,
tell you about the saber-toothed tiger.
This complaining has gone up exponentially. I mean, it really has increased
it was
to an
too
incredible
hot,
amount.
And there were too many flies. What's
it was
wrong with
too
that?
Hot at 3 in the afternoon when the bands were on stage. No. It was not too hot at 6 o'clock in the morning.
The temperature
it was
could not
hot.
Have gone up at maybe 1 or 2 degrees at
maybe.
The most. That's what you can tolerate, a 2-degree difference?
Dude, it was 80 when we left at 10 o'clock. It really was.
Asperger.
Wow. And finally, I
by the way, you didn't start complaining at 10
no.
when you left.
No, you were complaining
about
early.
The heat.
Yeah,
it
we heard
early.
You, the heat and the flies, around 7:30.
It was hot and there were flies.
And
that's
I turned
all
to
I'm
him
saying.
And I said, don't you own cattle? You have cows and pigs at your
yes.
house. How can you be this obsessed with flies? Never seen a fly? Why are there so many flies? I'm afraid they're going to carry me away. What are you talking about?
It was very unpleasant.
My point is that Bean can no longer be in society at all.
Mm-mm.
It used to be small chunks were okay.
And he used to be able to pretend to be a
yes,
member of society.
He would
remember?
Fake it.
He would put the facade on.
Yeah.
He'd be miserable, but people who met him occasionally would think he was having a good time. Not anymore.
And I'll tell you something else. The wind hurt. I'll tell you that.
The wind hurt.
What wind? There was no wind.
It hurt, man. It was just like it was pummeling my face.
We all know how the wind feels.
He needs to be in a bubble.
He does. He needs to be in a bubble.
The boy in the bubble.
We envy the wind if it was pummeling your face.
No handlebars.
That guy's extreme. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Man.
I wouldn't try
handlebars. You know what? Try riding a bicycle with no seat.
Yes.
That's hard.
That would be much harder.
Handlebars,
that's how Mike
easy.
Does it.
Whatever.
Yeah. No seat.
Try it with no front wheel. I did that. That's not good.
No.
Mario Gonzalez from Los Angeles, by the way, is our latest winner. Death Cab for Cutie, doing a super secret K-Rock only show at Spaceland tomorrow night. We got tickets for you every 15 minutes all day long today on the world famous K-Rock. So stand by for your chance to call if you like the Death Cab like we do. It's 6:58, KRQ FM passing in Los Angeles. Olivia Wilde from House next. Ralph with Showbiz Beat right now.
I just want to say thanks for everything. It's been a pleasure, and I enjoyed working on the show enormously for the past couple of years.
Where are you going?
I'm going
what's
to moving
the,
to England.
Here?
I'm moving to England.
You're moving to England?
Yes.
Why?
I decided to do that today when I realized that you can do anything in England and you will not be arrested for it.
Really?
Oh, that
you
is good news.
You will not serve any time. Turns out, there's just a lot of warnings. That's all they give you in England. Remember when George Michael was slumped over his his wheel at the car?
Passed out.
Passed out.
This time?
It's just loaded out of his mind on all kinds of different substances.
Yeah.
They're like, seriously, George, stop it. All right, now get out of here. Go home.
Now get back out there and drive safe.
Apparently, this time it's Amy Winehouse.
Really?
Yeah. I told you she was arrested on Friday for headbutting some dude at a bar.
Right.
He was trying to pour her into a cab, and she said, "You're molesting me," and headbutted him.
Trying to help her.
She was arrested for assault, but then she was released. The police just warned her to stay out of trouble.
That's it?
That's it. She was not charged with assault.
Don't you headbutt people that help you.
That's what they said. They said your assault's going to remain on the record, so it can be used against you if you attack anyone else. But you're not going to do any time. You won't have to go in front of a judge on this charge. So, seriously.
What a bitch.
Just go back, because we think, really, you're going to get sober and healthy. So, good luck with that.
Wow.
She's not going to be alive to see a trial. They might as well just start letting her get away with whatever she wants in her remaining hours.
Another slap on the list, just for Amy Winehouse. So.
She's deserved it, I think. Yeah. Just a slap.
You know why she gets away with it? So pretty.
That's true.
The cops look and they're like, oh, we can't charge. Look how cute and sexy and adorable she is.
Hot chicks get away with everything.
Exactly.
Bitch.
You know, wow, look how she just carries that one tooth there on the side of her face. That's so sexy. How she has that with all her scars and her face disease.
She does look like an Auschwitz survivor. She's really not
doing
well.
She looks like someone who didn't survive Auschwitz.
Yeah, true.
It's even worse. Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Baby Mama. The Tina Fey, Amy Poehler vehicle.
Yes.
Silly.
Which, by the way, there was some debate last week whether Tina Fey wrote that or not. She did not write Baby Mama.
Oh, that's the only reason Bean was giving her credit for it.
I know.
Yeah. I read in Entertainment Weekly that she co-wrote it.
No, not according to the credits on the film, yeah.
No, that's true. There was a guy, I think there's a guy that wrote it. And then she went in.
She's a ghost screenwriter.
She went in and then they changed some stuff.
Stupid Lisa!
Well, anyway. I'm not going no matter who wrote it.
$18.3 million made it number one at the box office this weekend. So there you go. People going to see Baby Mama.
My wife called me from the theater and she said, I'm going to see Baby Mama. And I said,
Godspeed.
And she said, because it might be funny. And then she called me afterward and said, that was horrible. And I said, really?
What a shocker.
What a shocker.
When Kevin isn't going to a movie, people, that really has to
be your
barometer.
That's all you need to know.
I'll say anything, really.
Jeez, that doesn't look good to me. They should burn every print right now. Harold and Kumar, Escape from Guantanamo Bay, was second this weekend at the box office, made $14.6 million.
Yeah, that was not very good.
Kevin didn't like that.
I went to it because it looked good, and I like pop movies. But it wasn't.
My fear is Kevin is developing taste when it comes to movies.
Oh, come on.
Well, then what are we going to do?
Don't be ridiculous.
Forbidden Kingdom was number three. Sarah Marshall was number four. Nim's Island was number five. Prom Night came in at number six. Then 21:88 Minutes, Horton Hears a Who, and Deception in its premiere weekend. In its debut weekend, made only $2.2 million.
What's up with that?
Making it number 10 at the box office. Yeah. Hugh Jackman and Ewan McGregor not bringing in the people.
Sometimes you see a commercial for a movie and you just go, I don't get any feeling about that whatsoever. That's the way that one felt to me.
I was the same way sort of about the premise because it's sort of murky about what the movie's about.
Right.
You don't get a real clean take on what the film's about. But Hugh Jackman and Ewan McGregor, performers I enjoy enormously, I would go to see it just on.
But you didn't.
I didn't because I didn't have any time this weekend. Yeah. But I would have if I was going to see a movie. That's probably what I would have picked.
Not Baby Mama?
Not Baby Mama so much. And Clay Aiken says, we don't care whether he's gay or not.
I believe that's true. I don't really care anything about him.
Access Hollywood talked to Clay and talked about the rumors that he may be gay. And he said he won't talk about his life in the bedroom. He says he's a singer and an entertainer. And people don't care for having the details of celebrities' sex lives pushed in their faces. Yeah,
no,
right,
people
Clay.
Don't like that.
That's true. That's not what people are interested in at all.
That's not what sells magazines.
No, people turn away from that. They eschew those sort of details.
We're just interested in your art. That's all we care about.
We just care about you as a performer.
And by the way, don't you have to be somewhat in the realm of close to heterosexual before you can start denying it? I mean,
yeah, right. How can there be a debate at this point?
He's extremely gay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think he's gay.
Oh. He's a total gaylord.
I'm going to tell you that he's as straight as Barry Manilow is, another guy who's very heterosexual.
You're so gay.
There we go. Enough said.
Thank you, Rodney.
That's clearly gay.
Come on. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tonight Show host Jay Leno is 58 years old today. 58 years old, got more money than God. You know, he doesn't spend any of his Tonight's Show salary.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
He has socked away every cent he's ever made as host of the Tonight Show.
Really?
He only spends what he makes on the road as a stand-up comedian, which he does every weekend.
Wow.
He does the show all week long and then goes out on the road on the weekends. That is the money that he spends. The rest of it is all in savings.
And what's he making a year? What's he pulling down Tonight's Show? It's got to be $10 million, right?
$4 billion a year, yeah. I think
he makes.
It's
a lot.
It's some sick number, and he's never touched it.
Wow.
What's he saving it for?
I have no idea.
He's going to turn into a crazy cat lady dude.
Maybe he's going to get a chinectomy.
Yeah,
those can be expensive.
That would be good.
This gin, that's going to take a lot.
Actress Bridget Moynihan is 37 years old today. She, of course, also the baby mama for Tom Brady.
Sure.
Did you guys watch any of the draft over the weekend, speaking of NFL?
I didn't see, I didn't see the Patriots drafting, Ralph. It was odd. I didn't see the Patriots drafting.
I think they may have given that away.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because they cheat.
The penalty, yeah.
Because they cheat when they videotape people and they steal the Super Bowl from the Eagles. I'm sorry.
They didn't steal the Super Bowl as much as lose the Super Bowl.
Stole it. No, from the Eagles. They stole it from the
Eagles.
Year. Yeah. I'm still talking about the Super Bowl 3 years ago. Yeah, that's when they stole it.
Dear God.
Picked up DeSean Jackson from Cal. Woo! Wide receiver.
All right.
Built like a 10th grader. Very, very excited.
That's what you want in the NFL.
Yeah. He's like 5'4", 120 pounds.
Excellent.
We're all very excited. Jorge Garcia from Lost is 35 years old today. Penelope Cruz is 37. Oh. And Jessica Alba. Is 27 years old today. She's just not Latin enough for me. She's not Latina enough. Other than that, she's great, but I just wish she was more Latina. She's just, I find her wanting in that category.
Did somebody order Mexican?
She's 27. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Matt Clark from Azusa. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. You are going to be tomorrow night at Death Cab for Cutie at Spaceland. Super secret K-Rock only show. Tickets every 15 minutes all day long on K-Rock. When I was a little kid, Kevin, I used to watch this show called House about this crazy doctor.
Yeah.
And his wonderful staff that worked at a hospital. And they were always getting all sorts of medical mysteries. And it was such a great show. No, and then it went off the air and I never heard about it again.
No, that's a new show. It just, there was a writer's strike.
Still on. I think they're having some sort of reunion. I think they got the original cast back together, right, and I think they're doing a house reunion show tonight. No. We're going to find out what happened to them over the course of the last 25 years since the show's
new
been off
episodes.
The air.
These are new episodes by the same cast. Yes.
I'm confused. How show's old must on. Olivia Wilde be by now? She was so hot when I used to watch that show, but she's got to be like 60 now. It's crazy. Hi, Olivia. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi.
So I have that right. The show was on back in the late 70s. That's the last time House aired, right?
No. It's only been a few months.
It's only been a few months.
It feels like a long time.
It does feel forever.
It does. Yeah.
I know.
And how about for you guys? Did it seem to you like you were gone and off work for a really, really long time during that awful strike?
Yeah, we all supported the strike completely, but it was too long. We missed each other. We missed the show.
And you've been back and putting out new episodes. Is tonight the first one again?
Yeah, tonight's the new episode, still in season 4, and it's a good one.
For people who haven't seen House, describe him for us, please.
House is a mad genius, and who's sometimes temperamental and difficult to deal with, but he's always lovable and always interesting.
You know what he is? He's a dick, but he's right almost all the time.
Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
And that's frustrating, but that's why the hospital puts up with him, because he's able to come up with these bizarre answers to these complicated questions.
He's who you would want if you were in trouble. You would want him to be your doctor.
Yeah, but you would not want him to tell you what's going on. You would want somebody else to interpret.
Right. Exactly. I think. You want me there.
Yes, we want you there, of course.
You're one of the nice ones. So basically, he ran off most of his previous support team. I guess Chase and Cameron aren't working with him anymore. Foreman is back with him. And then he hired a bunch of new people, including our friend Cal Penn, of course, and your character 13. And by the way, will 13 ever have a name on the show?
Yeah, pretty soon my name is revealed.
Oh, good.
Okay. And it doesn't sound like it can be true, but for reals, when you guys were filming the shows, when they were winnowing down the selection of new doctors, every week you would have to get the script and find out whether you were going to be asked to leave. It was like being on a reality show, knowing whether your character was going to continue.
Yep, exactly.
Good times.
Oh, that's brutal.
Sure would like to see if I'm going to be around in another week.
Sure would like to plan my life.
It meant we never took it for granted. We were always excited to be there.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, yes. Now, I have a clip of Dr. House and you don't seem to be getting along tremendously well.
You don't need her.
I know.
Then this serves no medical purpose.
You have a genetic defect. Choose to ignore it. This woman has a genetic defect and chooses to butcher herself to be safe. Yet what you claim to be fascinated by is her honesty. Interesting.
You claim to want the truth, and then you screw with people who actually live by it. Pathetic.
Hey, I gave you credit for interesting.
Nice. I do not want the medical staff that's working on me in a hospital to be fighting.
Not
a fan of that.
Olivia, how do you do with all the medical stuff that you have to learn and pretend to be expert on when you play a doctor?
I love it. Cryoglobulinemia. That's my favorite one.
What's that?
Cryoglobulinemia.
Yeah, what is that exactly?
I have no idea, but it sounds really doctory.
A lot of those words go flying by, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know, but they sound good.
Yeah,
they
but
it's a whole new language. We call it medicalese. It's really fun.
Is it real medical terms, or is it just kind of
it's real
amalgamation of every? Is there a doctor there telling you how to say it?
Yeah. We have wonderful Dr. Foster who's there telling us how to say everything so we don't sound, you know, like silly actors.
Guys, can you imagine if I was on this show with my inability to say words?
They'd have like 3 episodes a season.
Take 200.
You're no
supposed
kidding.
To say it this way.
Although I applaud Olivia for using the word doctory in this conversation.
Well, that's good.
I think that was my favorite part. It is so great to have this show back. It really has been definitely too long. And there's only 4 episodes. Basically, you're back for May sweeps, and that's it until the fall. Is that right, Olivia?
You know, I'm not sure about that because we're already shooting season 5. But I'm not sure if that's going to air early or if we're going to go in the normal schedule. So I don't know. I know is that we're shooting away, so we have plenty of episodes to show everyone.
That's awesome. Well, we're excited. And I understand that in 3 or 4 weeks, there's going to be a very special House episode that is going to involve a giant bus crash. Is that true?
Yes. It's
good times.
Intense. Yeah.
Well, this is one of those shows, and they've so rarely come along, where you can say, most shows I can say I love. I don't know if you like it or not because it has this problem or that problem. There's no way you can't like the show.
No, it's fascinating.
It seems to me like it's so well written and so well acted and so complex, but they pull it off every week. It's an amazing show, and if you're not watching it, it is a good show to add to your weekly list because it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree. I mean, people like it across the board. I've been in Iowa and all across, you know, the country, and people love the show. It's surprising. I mean, it's good for everybody.
9 o'clock tonight, House returns on Fox. We've been talking to actress Olivia Wilde, who is 13 on the show, and soon we'll find out her name on the show as well. Olivia, thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean program. We enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I understand David Hasselhoff called here all weekend.
Yes, he did.
Called K-Rock all weekend, the request lines to ask for tickets for Coachella.
Unbelievable.
Well, he's the Hoff. He gets what he wants. He thinks about it. He says it out loud, and it happens, Kevin. That's what happens when you're the Hoff, man.
Here's what's shocking to me, and then I got some highlights of a bad TV show. Dave, the King of Mexico, said he saw the Hoff out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting bugged like crazy for people who want pictures and everything else.
No kidding.
Yes.
All right, well.
Odd, right?
Yeah.
But I think you would want a picture with Hasselhoff if you could.
But it's more comedy, right?
Yeah, as a comedy, right.
Yeah.
You'll never believe who I got my picture taken with just because it's him.
Right.
Well, we do have the actual phone conversations with David Hasselhoff. We'll play those for you again later this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, giving away Death Cab for Cutie. As you know, they're doing that super secret K-Rock only show that's at the tiny little Spaceland Club tomorrow night. We have tickets for you every 15 minutes all day long on K-Rock. Martha Palos from Whittier, our most recent winner. That means your chance to win seconds away here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
When we bring in highlights of TV shows, sometimes it's hard to narrow it down to the most important parts because some of it is so bad that you want to bring it all. There's no way. You either have to bring it all or none. So with this particular show, which is Celebracadabra, where, quote, celebrities compete to see who's the best celebrity magician.
I have heard nothing about this show except from you that it exists. What channel is it on? Is it a one-time deal? Is it a series?
Oh,
what's the story?
It's a series, my friend Bean. It's a VH1 series that started last night.
All right.
And they compete to see who's the number one celebrity magician. And at the end, they have some giant competition in Vegas with 2 of the finalists, and then somebody wins $100,000.
That is bizarre.
Now, I brought in way too much audio, so I'm just going to play for you the intro, which goes through and explains everything that happens, and it talks about who the celebrities are and how it's going to work.
Okay.
This is the beginning of perhaps the worst show in history.
It's a celeb reality challenge unlike any other.
Fire!
7 stars will compete to see who can become the ultimate celebrity magician.
Yeah!
Comedian and Queer as Folk actor, Hal Sparks.
I would like to do this really well.
Okay. Hal Sparks, who's a comedian.
I know who he is. I know
Queer as Folk. Okay. I would like to do this well.
80s film icon, C. Thomas Howell.
And what a great tool to have in your bag.
No, it's not really a good tool to have in your bag, I don't think. C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah, okay, I know who
Star
that is.
Star of Soul Man.
Sure.
Wilson Philip Singer, Carney Wilson.
I would love to say that I've been in Playboy and I'm also a magician.
Because that is cool.
That'd be cool.
She said, wouldn't that be cool? Okay, so far so good. Now we got a pussycat doll.
Pussycat doll, Kimberly Wyatt.
I want to learn. I want to see how it's done. I want to do it. I want to awe people.
Celebrity Fit Club host and actress and comedian Lisa Ann Walter.
Honey, do I know any tricks?
Who's Lisa Ann Walter?
I don't.
They said she's the Celebrity Fit Club host, but I've never heard of her.
That was the guy before Ant. Who's Ant is the host of Celebrity Fit Club. And then that chick is an actress and
never heard of her.
Don't know her.
And from Kid and Play, Chris Kid Reed.
My nickname is Kid, so I'm fascinated by all this stuff. Everything I don't understand, I'm fascinated by.
One of Kid and Play. Either Kid and or Play. Those are the celebrities.
Well, you got high profile stars now. What do they do?
Coached by professional magicians.
Who I've never heard any of.
Mm-hmm.
All of the, they have seven celebrity magicians, and they're not even at the douchebag level of Chris Angel. They're people you've never heard of in your life.
These amateurs will attempt tricks that can take years to master.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. Does it ever stop burning you?
No, don't worry about it. Get used to the pain.
Their wizardry will be put to the test with mind-blowing challenges and death-defying escapes.
Oh, stop, stop, stop!
Some will find their sorcery to be sorely lacking.
That's not your card? Well, me.
That's that actress that we don't know who it is.
Okay.
She takes cards, she tells a guy to shuffle, and then she throws him against a wall. One sticks, and it's not his card. Her answer is, well, F me. That's her answer. That's what she has to say.
Some will thrill the judges.
I'm impressed.
And others will just freak out.
Elisa,
this is my real moment.
Who will be the ultimate celebrity sorcerer? Yeah! Find out this season on Celebracadabra.
Okay.
I heard a yeah.
That's C. Thomas Howell as he's doing a trick.
Dude.
You know, I don't know. He's lighting a coin on fire, some BS like that. And he probably took it from Chris Angel where he yells,
that's
yeah!
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Yeah. They have two judges. Never heard of them. Never heard of them. They're magicians, and they keep saying the most famous this, the most famous that. Never heard of any of them. So that's the open, which I played for you. Now I will play for you a rap song that they did to introduce the show.
Really?
This is the last
clip.
This is the last clip for today. Okay. It's a rap song where the guy tries to act tough because it's rap after all. And just so that you understand the words, so amazing it'll make you slap your mama are the beginning okay. lyrics to this song.
So amazing, it'll make you slap your mama. First up, the king of the drama. Add to the mix a wonderful songbird. A voice guaranteed to calm nerves. But strong words come from the mouth of the actor. Magic even got clout with a legendary rapper. And a beautiful lady who brings laughter. Question, would you take the chance and risk it all? And go head to head with a pussycat doll? Even a man with soul in his past. Gotta find a new role for the cash. Celebracadabra.
Dude, maybe if the show was better, you wouldn't have to spend so much time on that theme song.
Celebracadabra.
I am
that seems like a new
by
low.
This show.
They are not celebrities anymore, really, and they don't really do magic. And they have a competition, and every week they throw somebody off, and when they get thrown off, they break their wand, their magic wand, in two.
Good.
Oh, no.
They do. And then they, quote, make them disappear.
I think officially there's too much reality television. Damn you, Mark Burnett.
Hello. How are you? Do you like magic?
No.
No. All right. Kevin Abincio on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Monday morning, and we're giving away tickets to see Death Cab for Cutie, a private show.
Mm-hmm.
And we just gave away. Did you already thank this person?
This one's brand new. Melissa Zapata from Van Nuys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. You're going to see Death Cab at Spaceland tomorrow night. We got more tickets for you every 15 minutes throughout the entirety of the Kevin and Bean Show, and then all day long here on K-Rock. It's as easy as just pick up the phone and call them when we tell you to.
This is a notoriously cheap radio station, and we'll sometimes the newspapers will stop coming, and we'll figure out it's because they didn't pay the bill. And
it's embarrassing, really.
It really kind of is.
Yeah.
And I found out through a source from a source from a source that there was a department heads meeting, and it came up for real that what we should do here at K-Rock to save money is to flush the toilet less. We can save water if we don't flush so much.
Now, we brought that up with Jack Johnson, our guest Friday morning at The Breakfast With, and he agreed. He said that's his policy, too, the old standard, if it's yellow, let it mellow, right? I mean, that's what he told us he does at his house if he's not busy peeing out in the front yard to save water.
If it's brown, flush it down. But
that's at home.
Yeah, if you've ever seen the K-Rock bathrooms used, we don't flush enough.
Yes.
We don't.
You should flush twice every time.
Let's find another way to cut corners and save money, not flush flush less, really.
Is it coming from management because they're trying to save money or because they're on board with these new green initiatives to try to conserve resources?
It's probably that.
I think it's to save money. We actually have we've lined up Alvin McRae, who is the K-Rock efficiency expert. And maybe he can kind of give us an idea, because I didn't even know your job existed, Alvin.
Good morning, Kevin and Bate. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, couldn't be better.
So, we hired an efficiency expert here at the radio station?
Yes, because you're spending too much money, don't you know?
But we're spending too much money flushing, really?
All areas, all kinds of areas.
Alvin.
You're just breaking the bank at this place, for God's sake.
Are we actually...
Economic times are hard, don't you know?
Yes, they are.
We're losing money left and right, and we have to keep you people from just bankrupting us.
Right, certainly, yes.
Alvin, would you say it's gone so far as we're even recycling voices for bits?
Yes! Sometimes the old voices you use, you got to just dust them off and put them on again.
Now, what is certainly. The K-Rock efficiency expert? What is that position?
I look at how you run your radio station, and I figure out ways to cut costs so that you're not spending so much money, don't you know?
I see, okay.
So when operations manager Scott Mason, when he comes to us and says flush less, that would be that sounds like very much in line with what you would recommend to save water.
That was my idea.
It was.
Flush less because money, water costs money,
Right, but
a lot of people think it's free because it comes from the sky.
Right.
And because the oceans and lakes are filled with it.
Right. I don't think anyone thinks it's free.
No, everyone does.
Have you been in the K-Rock bathrooms here in the building?
I personally won't use your bathroom.
Right.
Last time I went in, someone pooped on the floor.
Right.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Shouldn't we be just aiming better at this point? I mean, really, flush less is way down the road.
Actually, no. The more you go on the floor, the less you flush the toilet.
Oh, no.
That's ugly.
That's ugly.
All right. Outside of the bathrooms, what other areas do you see that could use some improvement to save money for us here today?
Well, let's not leave the bathroom just yet because I need to break the news to you that we're no longer featuring toilet paper in the restrooms.
Well,
how do we
cost money,
What are we supposed to use?
Use your timesheets.
Our timesheets.
Yes, because some of you have been threatening to do that with the timesheets for years.
That's true. There's no reason for a timesheet now.
So this way we can cut down on costs.
But timesheets are printed on, printer paper. That doesn't seem to be comfortable.
Oh, I'm sorry, princess. I didn't know your ass was so sensitive. Just wipe it and then turn it in at the end of the week.
Oh, dear.
Oh, so you don't even flush it. Wow.
Also, we're asking everyone to wear long-sleeve shirts.
Long-sleeve shirts.
So that when you have a cold or your nose runs, you can just wipe it on your sleeve instead of using pricey tissues.
We don't have any tissues?
No more tissues.
Well, that's bad.
Also, the heat and the air conditioning, gone.
Both?
You can't take heat and air conditioning out of the building, Alvin.
Watch me do it.
It's 175 degrees.
That's why we're having clothing optional now at K-Rock.
Well, that's good on some fronts.
Doc on the Rock said he's all on board.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Every Tuesday is now nude day.
Can we just make that for Lisa and then have Doc dress?
Look, if you want to sweat your ass off, that's up to you.
Okay, all right.
We're also finding out that you're wearing and tearing the carpets by walking on them.
Well, we have to walk.
Yes, but not on the carpets, please.
The carpets are in the hallways in the offices.
Yes, they are.
Well, where are we supposed to walk?
Use your imagination.
What?
That doesn't make any sense, Alvin.
All right, I'll have Jesus put in an elaborate system of monkey bars on the ceiling.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So you can just swing along the hallway.
All right, that'll help. Thank
you. Also, no more lights.
What are you talking about?
Electricity's very expensive.
But we don't have any windows outside. We have to have lights.
Everyone gets a candle.
A candle.
And a miner's helmet. Also, medical insurance is through the roof.
Right.
No more medical insurance for you people.
How, okay, now that's...
I've caught wind that some DJs are having catheters put in their penises just for fun.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Bean, were you doing that just for fun?
Absolutely not. Look, what happens if somebody gets sick? I mean, that's what medical insurance is for, Alvin.
That's why we're only going to hire children from now on. They get sick less.
Oh, I see.
The
okay.
entire sales staff at K-Rock will now be made up entirely of Cambodian refugees. Little orphans slaving away in the sales department.
So child labor is fine.
Some people call it a sweatshop.
But don't walk on carpet.
We call it economic retardation. And also, to save money, everything is sponsored now.
Everything.
Everything you use will be sponsored.
Well, we have a lot of sponsors. We have, you know, Budweiser sponsors the surf.
That's right. From now on, when you look at the clock, you're looking at the skip.
The skip.
The what? Thermometer is the Steve.
Skip and Steve.
Say, oh, I can see from the skip it's 925 or something.
Okay.
The temperature outside is 80, according to the Steve.
Well, that doesn't even make sense.
I don't care.
Okay.
From now on, you speak into not a microphone, but a sit and sleep.
What are you talking about?
A sit and sleep. You're killing me, microphone. Also, your headphones are now known as Galpin Ford.
We're not calling our headphones Galpin Ford.
Oh, I can hear you in my Galpin Ford. It's so loud. Oh, let me make a phone call on the AIS. We'll take your calls on the AIS coming up next.
This doesn't make any sense, Alvin.
No one cares. It's about saving money.
Okay. All right. But flush less, that's what you're saying?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I was using your program director's bathroom.
Wait a minute. Why do you get to flush?
Because we're the bosses.
Oh, that's BS.
That's not fair.
Now you're just flushing to make this. Okay, all right.
I didn't even go.
Last night in a very special celebracadabra, Carney Wilson got thrown off.
Carney, your wand.
Break it.
Oh, they broke her wand.
Broke her wand, Ralph. I'm sorry.
She was doing magic.
She didn't eat the wand.
She should try to make 400 pounds disappear. That's what she should do.
It'd be the best magic trick ever.
Exactly.
She did. She is one of those celebrities who got the stomach stapling or something, Ralph, and then got fat all over again, right?
Yes.
Forced the food down her gullet.
Another one who just beat the system by forcing her tiny stomach that had been surgically reduced to the size of a thumb just to add it, just stretched it out back to beach ball size again. Good for her.
Congratulations to Narelle Bond from Burbank. Going to see Death Cab for Cutie at Spaceland tomorrow night. Tickets every 15 minutes. Lewis Black joins us after the news.
Can't
right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
Lewis Black on the show.
Yeah?
My favorite ever.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
You watch that Root of All Evil show?
Love that show.
Oh, so funny.
Very funny.
So funny. Let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Baby Mama, in its debut, made $18.3 million this weekend. Proof again that women will go see anything. That's my theory.
I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about Tina Fey, whom I love, as you know. And this person had no idea that she had an enormous scar down half of her face.
Really?
Never had noticed it, never had heard about it, never had seen it.
Well, that's not an exaggeration, an enormous scar down half her face.
It's a pretty noticeable scar.
It's not that
it's noticeable.
It's a pretty big scar.
It's noticeable if you're looking closely at her, but
yeah. If you're watching her on TV,
if
you
see
can
her
see
face,
scar.
It's noticeable. Yeah, that's true.
But if you're not paying any attention, she's, you know, there are a lot of people you just don't pay attention to at all.
Yeah, but how about on the big screen? Which is,
that's like 40 a 7
feet
foot.
Tall. That's a big honking scar.
That is a big scar.
Yeah.
That's a bad movie.
I don't know if it's been out yet or not, but I had a chance to tape a Family Guy episode.
Oh.
Where they show Tina Fey's face in the episode, and then they zoom way into the scar. And I played one of two prospectors who were trying to cross it.
Do you have a rope ladder or something?
Yeah,
a pick?
We're like donkeys, and we've got saddles and everything. It's like, how do we get across this? I'm like, no, can't cross there. No one ever talks about this ravine or how it got there. Very funny.
How did she get scarred?
She won't talk about it.
Yes, it's
she
very
creepy. She refuses to address it.
Are you kidding?
At no time are you allowed to address the scar issue or refer to it in interviews with her.
It must be embarrassing then.
She will not talk about the scar.
It had to be a knife fight. That's the only explanation that I can think of.
Gang fight?
No.
Something like that, yeah.
The scar weird, is the though. Lesion that dare not speak its name.
Wow. I didn't realize she was so
touchy about the scar. Yeah.
How about that?
Fascinating.
Now I want to ask her about it.
Well, her and her scar made $18.3 million this weekend. Harold and Kumar escaped from Guantanamo Bay It's number two at the box office with $14.6 million. Then The Forbidden Kingdom.
Hey!
Half-assed. Forgetting Sarah Marshall was number four. Nim's Island came in at five. Prom Night. 6, 21, 88 minutes. Horton Hears a Who. And then at number 10 in its debut weekend, making only $2.2 million. Deception. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. One of the first stories I did this morning was the fact that Angie Everhart and her longtime boyfriend Joe Pesci have broken up.
Right.
They were together for 7 years, engaged for about 9 months. Now it's all over. By the way, I know you didn't know who Angie was. There's a photograph.
Oh,
of
yeah,
Angie
I know
Everhart.
Her.
Know her?
Sure.
Redheaded supermodel. Been around
sure.
for a long
beautiful,
time.
Beautiful, beautiful woman.
I wonder if the breakup came before or after the DUI bust on Thursday.
Uh-oh. Hers or his?
Hers.
Oh.
TMZ.com is breaking news this morning saying that Angie Everhart was arrested early Thursday morning for a DUI bust, and it was held on $15,000 bail. She was released later that morning. So either she's really upset over the breakup with Joe Pesci.
Or really happy and celebrating.
Or she called up and said, Joe, I got a pop for you. I need $15,000 in bail. And he said, no freaking way. I break up with you. And they refused to pay the bail money. So she's having a rough week. That's what I'm trying to say. Not a good week for her.
Not a good week.
Fox is starting to panic over the declining ratings for American Idol. Could it be America is getting weary of American Idol?
Oh, God,
they may
please.
Be declining, but they're still enormous.
Please let that be the case.
It's not good enough for Fox.
Please.
They're starting to panic. It turns out that the episode where my girl Carly Smithson, the Irish singer, was booted off was the lowest rated episode in 5 years.
Excellent.
For American Idol.
Mm-hmm. Maybe time to bring back Dunkelman.
I think so.
I like it. I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
All right.
They're planning on retooling the show, according to the New York Post, to try to revamp it and reignite interest in the show. Here's some of their
plans. I've got an idea.
Okay.
Get some better singers.
That's one option, but that sounds hard. It's easier just to monkey with how they edit it. This is what they want to do, and Kevin, this will make you furious.
Okay.
They want to start the show in Hollywood with the people they've chosen and just show their auditions in flashback throughout the show.
They're not going to show the bad
people?
They're
not going to show the freaks leading up to it.
That's the only thing I like.
Those are the best episodes.
It's the best
of
thing of the show.
Seven episodes or something.
The best thing of the show.
I can't imagine that'll ever happen. Because those are, they do get high ratings for those, don't they?
Yeah. They're also starting to ask people online and in other venues, fans of the show, what they could do to improve the show. A questionnaire was posted online yesterday that they've been handing out to people. And some of the questions include, is the banter among the judges too much or too little?
Hmm.
And here's my favorite question. Do fans want to see more of host Ryan Seacrest or less? I'll tell you something. As the show's been going on, he's been talking more and more. That's why people are getting cheesed off.
And ratings keep dropping.
I can't listen to him anymore on that show. Singer sings, the judges do their thing, and then he comes out and says, so when you say this about the singer, what should she do and to try to change her performance? Like, oh, for Christ's sake, stop
really?
Acting like you have anything interesting to add to this. Read the teleprompter, haircut. That's what America
tell
screams
you, Ralph,
at their TV sets.
That your complaint dovetails nicely with my suggestion of what they should do to really improve the show, although I doubt they will because they'll be giving up money, is make it shorter. There's no reason it has to be as long as it is most nights.
Yeah. Once they started taking phone calls
exactly.
on the results show, you know they're out of filler.
And how about doing songs from somebody other, maybe a little hipper or newer than like Rodgers and Hammerstein or whoever they picked the other
Andrew
night.
Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. How about not doing that?
Face away from the BS
is that?
Light of day.
I agree with you, Kevin.
Only
but the
I'm
just covering half of his face. You can't see it.
But he's being the Phantom. Yeah. I agree
and
with you, but
listen to all right. The music all right. Of the
but even when they do a contemporary singer like Mariah Carey, it's awful. I don't know what the answer is in terms of song selection.
I know what the answer is. I know what the answer is. This week is the answer.
Canceling it is
you
the
know,
answer.
This week's the answer.
Who's right. doing it this
Neil,
week?
Neil, mother effing Diamond, people.
Well, that could be pretty cool.
You got the 75 and over crowd. Good.
Oh, that come could be cool. on. Neil is forever.
Why are you bad, America?
Neil is now and forever. Like cats.
But how many of those kids know any of his stuff?
He's not.
Well, they're going to learn.
Yeah, they are.
They're
going to
learn. That's what I'm
and
saying.
And people are not going to watch, and I'm going to be happy.
Caroline. Neil Diamond's going to teach people how to sing, by the way, which I think is pretty funny.
It is.
Yeah.
But clearly, though, those 90-minute shows could be an hour. Those hour-long shows could be a half hour. That would improve the program tremendously.
They're coming to America.
today. Yeah. Yeah, they could pick someone that has anything to do with the last, say, decade or two.
Well, last season they had Bono. That was pretty cool.
Okay, that's one.
He was pretty cool.
With ratings this big, though, can't they get anyone they want?
Yeah. Wouldn't you think Coldplay would be having a new album come out? Let's do Coldplay night. I mean, but they won't.
No way he would get involved in that show. He seems like he's got too much integrity. Well, I think that's the problem. The people they would like to have say, yeah, I'm not doing American Idol. This show is full of asshats.
It is. And everybody that watches it is.
Yeah, everybody. Hey, wait a minute. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tonight's show host Jay Leno is 58 years old today.
What the hell was that?
Excuse me.
Wow.
I need to go to the restroom.
Jeez.
I don't know what that was. Some kind of feedback noise.
Blew my ears out of my Galvin Fords here. That was weird.
We don't have to do that yet, right?
Oh, we don't?
Just a suggestion.
Oh, I see. Bridget Moynihan is 37 years old today. She's pretty.
She is pretty.
Yeah. Pretty cranky. You ask me. Jorge Garcia from Lost plays Hurley on that show. He is 35 years old today. Penelope Cruz. Yeah. Oh, Penelope. Oh, Penelope, you're so beautiful. She's 34. And Jessica Alba. Turns 27 years old. Oh, I can never, I never want to hear Bean make that noise again in conjunction with Psycho Mike.
Really? A lot of bad noises on this show.
Wow, it's Brokeback Island 2. Sequel to the sequel. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Congratulations.
We're the only country that tells the rest of the world that we are the greatest country on earth. And that is a little f***ing obnoxious. I thought last winter was the coldest winter ever. But I was f***ing wrong, wasn't I? You see, because I travel all the time. So last winter, I'd be in the Midwest, and the blizzard would hit. And then I'd fly home, and the blizzard would hit again. Now, we are never, ever going to attack the North Koreans. Because they are the most evil people on the planet. And how do we know that? Because when we get film footage from North Korea, it's always in black and white. It's not the film. These people are so evil, they have no color. And you don't with that kind of evil.
Wow. I didn't realize that they were in black and white. That is seriously evil. Louis Black, ladies and gentlemen, Grammy Award winning comedian, author, playwright, actor, coming to Southern California for a whole bunch of stand-up. Always happy to welcome him back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, dude?
Oh, it's really gotten better, hasn't it, since the last time we talked? It really, really kind of turned a corner, and it's all looking good.
You're probably finding it hard to come up with any material to complain about.
Well, you know, I don't even know where to start. I'm really almost at stroke mode. I literally wake up and I stare at the front page and my eyes blink and I drool.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like you start and in the middle of and at the end you're in stroke mode through the whole thing.
Well, you know, the president goes on deal or no deal
that
to
happen,
show
yes.
his support of the troops.
Yes, that's right.
Someone has to shoot me, okay? He's like grinning. He's like grinning like he's on the massive doses of lithium.
Maybe he is. Maybe that explains it a little bit.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
And a presidential, I thought it was long when we talked before, which was 6 weeks ago, and I feel personally as if time's going to stand still soon.
I think it's going to be a very long final year of this administration, if that's what you're suggesting.
The brutality is beyond belief.
Hey, Louis Black is appearing May 1st, by the way, which will be here sooner than you know, up in Santa Barbara at the Arlington Theater. May 2nd in Thousand Oaks at the Civic Center at 8 o'clock, and then May 3rd at the Long Beach Terrace Theater at 8 o'clock as well. You can go to Ticketmaster for details and tickets for Louis Black in concert. Lou, we've been talking a little bit on the air the last few weeks since this John Adams miniseries was on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you got a chance. Did you get a chance to see any of that?
Oh, yeah. I like to watch people do that because I know that if I was alive then, I'd have been alive for 4 days.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's one aspect of it. Thank God we don't live in 1780. But the aspect number two is, those people were the government back then. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Hamilton. Compare the people they had then to the people we have now and explain to me how de-evolution has worked.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it perfect? I think that's where we can come to, that those who believe that the Bible, that we were born and raised in the Garden of Eden, and those that believe in evolution, that we stop believing that and just believe that we're actually going back to becoming amoeba.
I think you're right. I mean, we were talking about this the other day. I mean, I really thought after, say, 9/11, that whatever statesmen were out there, whatever smart, capable people existed that were going to get the job done and rise to the challenge would come forward, but nobody did.
Oh, no. Did you think that?
I did. I really thought we just needed to be tested and then brilliance would emerge. But there's nobody out there capable of the kind of thought that those men were doing 250 years ago.
See, that's what happens when you live in a land without seasons. there's this kind of joyous hope. I seriously thought after 9/11 that what would happen would happen. That they would
really?
Go right back to 1955 mentality.
Aww.
I did. I just did. I just went, I can't believe this is. And, but, you know, I didn't want it to, but
right.
I just said, oh no, this allows every slimy toad to come out from under a rock and start beating their breast again.
I would like mm-hmm. to nominate you for president. I think you would be a good president.
No, I would just use it to try to, you know, get chicks into bed.
Well, there you go.
And even,
I support
and sadly
that.
Sadly, talk like that.
But is it just not possible for somebody, unless they're willing to be a politician and play that game, it's just not possible for anybody to get elected anymore that's outside of the regular politician anymore?
I think it's I just don't think it's possible to find someone who really – it's like the people who are qualified to be president – one of the reasons they're qualified is because they won't put themselves through it.
They would never do
yes.
that job.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Because if you look at what Hillary's doing, what level of ambition do you live on?
Yep.
And you know, the other thing about politics, you know, I really was thinking about this before you called, because I actually think before you guys call me.
Wow.
Is that, you know, you have the two of them, you've got Hillary and Obama, and if they were statespeople, if they really were, if they cared about the country at all, they would get together, they'd figure who's the president, who's the vice president, and move on.
Yeah, rock, paper, uh-huh. scissors, and then pick one and go.
I mean, really.
Yeah.
You know, and say, this is how we'll do it, but they don't. I mean, that's, and it makes, and as a result, you end up getting sickened by both of them.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, I think most of us, with a year to go before the election, we're already so sick of all three of these major candidates that we're turned off, and we don't even want to think about it
We've
now.
We've got there's more time.
It's not over yet.
If the election was tomorrow, it would be too late.
I already feel, you know, I've said it time and again that I already feel like all three of them have been president, and I'm ready to start over.
You're ready for some new candidates.
I'm ready for a do-over.
This is Lewis Black on the line. We're talking about three great shows coming to Southern California, Santa Barbara, Thousand Oaks, and Long Beach. Go to Ticketmaster for details. The Root of All Evil still airs Wednesday nights at 10:30 on Comedy Central. How has that been received by some of the targets that you have chosen to debate on your show, Lou?
I am so out of their radar system, they don't care. It's like I'm between South Park and The Daily Show. Nobody really cares.
So Trump versus Viagra, you didn't hear anything from him.
No.
Oprah versus the Catholic Church.
No, I think they're just interfering with my power to think.
Is that right?
Yeah, that they're using waves, you know, various brain waves to get at me. They're so powerful, they're just destroying my brain.
Hey, maybe that's my problem, too. I could use that.
Sure.
Interfering with my thinking.
They are.
I like it.
No, they will, don't care. Nobody seems to care.
Will there be more? Will the Root of All Evil come back, Lou?
We've been picked up for 10 more.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic.
But we start shooting in early July. We'll be there shooting again, and I think this show will get better because the one thing I'd say is that everybody, you receive all this, people say this and that and the other. The thing when you start doing a new show is it took The Daily Show almost 5 years to find itself.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. That's
you
right.
know, so... So I think we learned a lot the first time in this, and a lot of the guys are coming back. Madigan is coming back.
Excellent.
He's funny.
So it's a very good group, and we'll see how far we get this time. And we certainly won't have a lack of anything to talk about.
That's true, yeah.
No, that is true. That's Wednesday nights at 10:30 on Comedy Central. You have to check it out. And they repeat it throughout the week, too. It's Lewis Black's The Root of All Evil and some rare Southern California stand-up dates. I know Lou gets nervous when he has to fly west, but he'll be in Santa Barbara on the 1st, Thousand Oaks on the 2nd, and May 3rd, Long Beach Terrace. Go to Ticketmaster. Lewis Black, great to catch up with you, dude.
Always a pleasure. I'll probably be back. As a matter of fact, my act, when the way things are going, I'm not even going to do an act. I'm just going to do continuous self-promotion.
Excellent. So, so on the first, you'll talk about the second and third the whole time.
Yeah, come back. Come back. Come to Santa Barbara and see his show as he promotes his next show in Long Beach. So it's going to be great.
Excellent. Lewis, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thanks. Now. All right. There is a list of the 10 most annoying singers that we would like to talk about now.
Okay.
The 10 most annoying singers.
This guy seems to do a lot of music journalism across the internets, and I think we found this one on the Yahoo section. They have something called the List of the Day, and these are his personal choices for singers that, and we all have them, singers that you go, how did that person ever make a career in the music business?
Not only that, but how did they ever come up with the idea that they should sing? You know what I mean?
Oh, like that's a good question.
Some people's voices are so grating or so bad or they can't carry a tune or whatever, and you go, what convinced you that you should be a singer?
Yeah.
I'm going to say to you as we get into this list, by the way, and of course we will be accepting your calls, that the one singer who I actually kind of like at some points in his career, but I'm shocked that he ever had the balls to become a singer, is Rod Stewart.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a weird voice.
He steps up and starts singing. How from day one did people just say, not your thing, Rod, not for you.
No thanks.
You're not ever going to make it as a singer. Clearly, you know, we were wrong and he did, but I mean, how do you have that kind of confidence and sound like that?
I don't know. Maybe everyone has that confidence. When you watch the American Idol tryouts, everybody thinks they sound good. And maybe these people that are, I mean, some of these people have huge careers, and yet they're on the list of the 10 most annoying singers. For example, Celine Dion. Don't ever need to hear a song from her.
Okay, but she can sing.
Yes, but she's super annoying over-singer.
Yeah.
That's her
problem. I think she's gotten worse over the years, too.
Absolutely.
'Cause I'm your lady.
Yeah, don't need to ever hear this right here.
And you are my man.
I agree with Lisa in that she has talent, she has a beautiful voice, but she seems to, in recent years, have lost the ability to control it.
Yeah.
And now it just seems like it runs away with her.
Yeah, she's just a parody of what she used to be,
yeah.
It seems like.
I think so,
too. Number 9 on the list is John Mayer.
Sound on us. We're hardly ever here. The rest of us, we're born to disappear.
Now, that doesn't sound horrible to
me. No, but he's singing through his nose, isn't he?
He does sing through his nose. You're right about
that. It's his orgasm face that drives me crazy. But
yeah.
I guess
I think he's a better guitar player than he is a singer.
I was going to say, I guess if you play guitar really well, you can kind of get away with being able to sing. Number 8 on this list is Connor Oberst. I don't know if you've heard of this. He leads Bright Eyes. Bright Eyes, yeah.
Right. No one ever plans to sleep out in the gutter. Sometimes that's just the most comfortable place.
That doesn't sound too bad to me.
I like him a lot. I was very surprised to see him on the list.
I was very surprised not to see my picks on the list. I'll tell you that right now.
All right.
Lily Allen was number 7.
Really?
Now, for her, I think she's decent, too. See, she sounds fine to me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put her on the list at all.
The guy's writing the list. His complaint about her is that she sounds like she's running out of air, and she has to keep dashing back to the respirator before the next verse begins.
Okay.
Number 6 on the list is Devendra Banhart. You probably know him better if you know him as Tiny Tim.
Yo no he tomado, pero me voy a tomar un traguito ahora.
Yeah, those are two different people. He's comparing two of them. He's saying they're both those falsetto ukulele type guys.
Oh,
Tiny Tim.
Okay.
You're beautiful.
And there's James.
There's
Blunt.
There's James.
Ooh, wish that would have kept going.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, we don't need this guy ever.
No.
You're beautiful. It's true.
And people keep telling us he was a special operator in the Army.
Special
and,
ops, yeah.
Yeah, and he was killing people. No way. Just no way. No way. Just don't believe it.
You have to just accept that that is true, by the way.
Number 4 goes all the way back to the, is it 50s for Frank
and
Valli?
Biggest in the 60s and 70s. 60s. Still recording today.
I saw my problems and I see the light. We got a loving thing.
Yeah, he had one of those falsetto voices that some people just aren't into, like the Bee Gees, same thing. You know?
Yeah.
If you hate that sound, if you hate people singing that high, you'll never like their records.
Number 3...
Well, he is not a good singer.
Now, that's a guy, Billy Corgan, he's a guy who you could look at and go, he's made a great career of it, but what is it that at the beginning he thought, I've got the voice to be a lead singer? Because you would think a lot of people sound like him and go, that's not for me. You know what I mean?
I think it happens in bands a lot.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, where they're all writing songs and stuff and someone needs to sing it. And so that guy does it and they're good songs.
And I think and we're going to take your calls for annoying singers, by the way, people you can't believe aren't in the top 10 at 1-800-520-1067 if you want to call right now. I think with Billy Corgan is you had to reckon with him because he wrote all these great songs on the early Smashing Pumpkins records.
That's
and
true.
He was the guy who wanted to sing them, and the songs were so good he could get away with not being the greatest singer in the world.
Right, but what convinced him that he should be singing?
Yeah.
Because he hears good in his head.
Number two is Scott Stapp. Yeah, I've had an assful of him.
He's a terrible singer.
He's annoying in person and as a singer.
And the number one most annoying singer?
When a man loves a woman.
Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
And keep his mind on nothing.
On the list it says, who else could take a love song and turn it into a hernia? When a man loves a woman, he doesn't do so by screaming in her ear. So why should it be acceptable for a man to sing a sensitive love song as if he's directing traffic for the hearing impaired?
That's pretty good.
That's about right. I think a lot of people would put him at the top of the most annoying singers of all time. And another guy who has sold tens of millions of albums.
Yes, he has. All right, Corinne from Palos Verdes is on hold. She's got one of my choices. So you hold on, Corinne. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take some more choices for most annoying singers in the world when we come back on.
Get ready, Mike. Cindy Acasiano from Glendale. Just won tickets for Death Cab for Cutie. We got them for you every 15 minutes all day long here at the World Famous Carrick. But right now, we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about a list we found on Yahoo of the most annoying singers of all time. And Kevin, you were saying Corrine is, she's got your back, right?
Yeah, I don't understand how this person is not on the list. I don't care how much you like him. Corrine?
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to be struck by lightning by even saying his name, but I'm so surprised he wasn't number one on the list.
Say it.
Bob Dylan.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, How is Bob Dylan not on the list?
She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force.
All right, listen, I know that there are a lot of people who worship him. I get that.
He's a songwriter.
Great that he's a genius songwriter. Yeah. I really do, but you can't defend that voice.
I think his voice works for
Oscar.
That voice blows.
His voice works for so many of his songs, though. They seem to go hand in hand.
But wouldn't his songs be better with someone that you could understand?
Well, I mean, there have been a lot of people who have covered Bob Dylan songs and done them very successfully, but I'm sorry, I can't.
Corinne,
can't
I'm with you on that one. Bob. I mean, Bob Dylan has to be up in the top two as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks for the call.
And by
Emailers
the way, well,
coming in.
Go ahead. Then I'll do another
Emailers
one.
Coming in. Yvonne says, and I'm sure many are thinking, how about Anthony Kiedis, you guys? Mother effer can't sing on key. He's produced so his tone is corrected and he's still sharp. What the F? A lot of people have trouble with Anthony, but again, great performer. Manages to pull it off for most people.
Not a good lyricist, necessarily. How is Neil Young not on this list,
Come
by the way?
A little bit closer. Hear what I have to say.
That's one of those things where I know that there are a lot of musicians that worship him. That he was their early influence, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But right up there, Neil Young.
You can't say he's a good singer.
The horrible singer.
You can enjoy his music.
I love his
music.
Real world. Come on. F you.
Let's talk to Edgar in Upland on line 3. Kevin and Sean Kerouac, most annoying singers. We read the top 10 from Yahoo. Let's see who Edgar thinks should have been on the list. Hey, Ed.
Hey, Madonna.
Madonna.
A little bit thin, but so many of those dance artists are. I mean, they're not soul belters or anything like that. They're just doing dance music.
But her latest stuff has just been crappy. Come on.
Yeah, well, her songs have been getting worse, I think. This new one with Justin Timberlake, you can barely hear her voice.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right, dude. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right. Most annoying voices. Let's go to, how about this dude? That dude from the darkness. Come on.
That was the highest voice I heard on the radio of the year that song was out. let me see. An emailer suggests Jessica Simpson. I think, Lisa, you said her too.
Oh, yeah.
Tom York says Mark from Northridge. That's an interesting choice. Aaron Neville says Eric. Monique says, what about Willie Nelson? And again, he's another guy who doesn't have a classically beautiful voice, but he's a phenomenal interpreter of lyrics, and I think it works for the songs he sings.
No, bad singer, not good. Ian in Santa Clarita, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin and Bean? What's up, Lisa May?
Hey, Ian.
Most annoying voices.
I've got to say Tim Armstrong from Rancid.
Okay, see, now here's the perfect example of I like the way he sings. I like their music. I think I really enjoy it. I can see why you would say he doesn't have a good voice, though.
You can like someone who doesn't have a good voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It's one of my favorite bands of all time, but, I mean, he still has a terrible voice.
We take the 43 bus. We got no plan. No. The girl in the miniskirt, her name's Suzanne. Right. The one in the...
And you would expect, by the way, for him to come in and talk normal, but he talks just like that. So you go, well, see, that's a guy I would not put on this list at all, but I can see why somebody else would. I can see that. Let's go to Mike in Santa Monica. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Most annoying singers.
Oh, every time you play this guy, I have to turn my radio off because, like...
Don't you see their bodies burning? Yes, I left them full of yearning. Dying of anticipation, choking from him.
That guy?
I just turned my phone off. Thanks.
Not a Surge fan, huh?
See,
no.
Again, though, there's a guy who I like, but I can see that you would have that complaint.
Sure.
You know, you
very polarizing. I'll give him that.
Can understand.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. Omar writes in, not our Omar, a listener Omar, that Beyonce Knowles is super annoying.
It's ridiculous.
She goes over the top with all that extra yodeling that she does at the end of every sentence. Just sing the damn song and stop it with the extra yodeling and the scatting or the jib-jabbering or whatever the hell you call it. He thinks that she maybe is abusing her instrument.
But she's hot. What are you going to do with that?
I'd like her to abuse my instrument.
Spencer and Lake Forest. Good morning.
Dude, guys, I'm sorry, but Rob Zombie has a decent voice, but has anybody seen his Dragula video? He cannot dance for anything.
Well, this isn't bad dancers.
I know, but it's like you said, annoying voices, and the first thing I thought was either Kurt Cobain or how bad Rob Zombie can dance.
How dare you?
In Kurt Cobain's defense, though, he has no mouth.
It was before that, though.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. We got a little Rob Zombie. Let's hear that.
Yeah, I am the watching angels the world.
See, I like his voice. Don't you guys? I like his. I think his voice is good.
I think it fits, again, it's a perfect match with the kind of music he did. If he went out there and sang ballads, I think we'd all have a problem with his voice.
Let's go to James in Sierra Madre. Good morning, James.
Hey, what's going on? Claudio Sanchez from...
Coheed and Cambria.
Coheed and Cambria, exactly.
But doesn't he have the best hair in rock?
He does. I think he had a little accident with a lightning bolt.
He looks like he's got just a puff of hair, and when most of the time, unless he pulls it back in a ponytail, you can't see any of the features of
his face. At all.
Just hair.
Yeah.
And hair's near the microphone, you can kind of hear. So I think his hair overcomes the bad voice to me.
Well, I think it keeps up with the whole 10-year-old girl look.
Okay, thank you, James. Let's see, we got Prince. Macy Gray.
Macy Gray.
Macy Gray.
Brian Good Adams. Choice. Gordon from Riverside says Brian Adams. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
Gordon Gano, is that how you say his name? Violet Femmes?
From Violet Femmes, yeah.
Yeah. Got Tom DeLonge here on the line.
I don't know how Tom DeLonge is not on the list. That is, it doesn't apply to his style of music.
I like him.
Nothingness.
I like the way he sounds, yeah.
Oh.
Tom, what do you think about being on the list?
I can't believe I'm not mentioned in the top part of this list.
I don't know if you heard earlier this morning, but... David Hasselhoff, the real one, spent the weekend calling K-Rock.
Yeah, you know what? By the way, I don't appreciate that. He's got a, you know, we've already got a Hasselhoff. Trying to make a buck over here, and Hasselhoff had to call out and out-Hasselhoff me by being a bigger drunk than I could be.
He's calling to get tickets to Coachella all weekend long, wow. It's
the K-Rock microphones were there. We have the tape coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. Also, more chances for you to win Death Cab for Cutie, super secret K-Rock show tomorrow night. Congratulations to Adam Vasquez from Fullerton. He just won his. Yours are coming up. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Monday. What's happening?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Baby Mama did very well for itself in its debut, making $18.3 million.
Why are you bad, America?
I have no idea. Who looked at that movie and said, yes, gotta get to see Baby Mama? Harold and Kumar, which I predicted would be number one this weekend.
I thought so, too.
Came in at number two, only $14.6 million for that sequel. The Forbidden Kingdom.
Hey!
Came in at number three.
All right.
You're having a hernia. Forgetting Sarah Marshall was number four. Nim's Island came in at five. Then Prom Night, 21, 88 minutes. Horton Hears a Who and Deception in its debut weekend. Only made $2.2 million. Made it number 10 at the box office this weekend. Miley Cyrus going through a lot of controversies this week. Last week, someone hacked into a MySpace page and got pictures of her flashing her bra and sitting on some dude's lap.
Thank God.
The Vanity Fair magazine came out with her photo shoot. One of the pictures is getting a lot of attention because it's her. She looks to be nude, looking over her shoulder with her bare back to the camera, covering her breasts with some flimsy fabric.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
All right,
okay,
easy.
Buddy. That's fine.
Miley has issued an apology for the photo shoot. I took part in the photo shoot that was supposed to be artistic, and now seeing the photographs and reading the story, I feel so embarrassed. I never intended for any of this to happen. I apologize to all my friends, fans who I care about so deeply.
How could she not see that coming if she was taking a nude picture?
I don't know.
She's
and by the way, Annie Leibovitz is no hack. I mean, I guarantee it's a good photograph. It's not.
It
like
is.
She's
I've
got
seen it. It's gorgeous, but she's still 15.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
I don't know whose idea it was, whether it was Annie's or anyone else's. Say, let's drape the 15-year-old in some fabric covering her breasts and have her look seductively over her shoulder.
It doesn't matter if it's artistic. She's 15.
It's just creepy.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's creepy. Vanity Fair has responded saying Miley's parents and or minders were on the set all day. They saw it on the shoot. Everyone thought it was beautiful and a natural portrait of Miley, blah, 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 blah.
So check that out.
It's just a vagina.
All right, it wasn't a vagina. It's just her shoulders. Everyone relax.
Giddy up.
Is the new James Bond movie, Quantum of Solace, cursed? Not only because it's named Quantum of Solace.
Well, there's their problem right there.
Other problems?
Yeah. Lately, they've gone into production, and there's all kinds of problems on the set.
Why?
Two so far stuntmen have been injured in car accidents while making the film. One guy drove the brand new Aston Martin that Bond drives in the movie off of a cliff in Italy.
It wasn't supposed to do that?
No. Oh. It was on the way to the set. They weren't even filming.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's a nice car.
Plunged into the drain, destroyed the car. He somehow came out of it with just minor injuries.
Wow.
Did you hear about that dude? He was underwater for all that time and he had to kick out the windows of the car just like the real James Bond and get out of the car and save his life?
And another stunt driver ran into a wall alongside a tunnel. They were doing a high-speed chase, and he missed the tunnel and hit the wall alongside of it. Seriously injured himself. Then another guy stopped just to watch the filming, died of a sudden heart attack, just watching them film it.
What the?
This thing is freaking cursed, man.
What's going to happen if we go to the movie, for God's sake?
We'll all die. We will probably
I'm not
die.
Going.
There will be death. That's all I'm saying.
Frankly, gives me the willies.
Yeah, I understand what Sean Connery got out of the movie franchise
just in time.
Those 30 years ago, because he knew this was coming. Timing was a little off. And lastly, a big feud between two legendary music stars.
Oh, I love that.
Keith Richards is coming down on David Bowie.
For what?
British music magazine called Uncut asked him what his favorite Bowie song is, and he said that Changes is the only one he can remember.
Well, that's because he's on drugs.
That's what I think. He's been whacked out of his head most of the time. Keith Richards went on to say, Keith Richards, of course, of the Rolling Stones, it's all pose with David Bowie. It's all posing. Has nothing to do with music. He knows it, too. I can't think of anything he's ever done that would make my hair stand up musically.
Wow.
He had sex with Mick Jagger. He did that.
That would make my hair stand up, but not musically. Richard's coming down saying Bowie's all an image. No, it's all style, no substance.
How about that?
David Bowie apparently released this comment in response to Keith Richards.
Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards. Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards. Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards. Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards. Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards.
I think we get it.
Go f*** yourself, right. Keith Richards. Go f*** yourself, 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 Keith Richards.
All right, we're going to be amazing.
Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards. Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards. Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards.
Quite a comment.
Go f*** yourself, Keith Richards.
Wow.
You are a talented son of a bitch.
They say he's not musically a genius.
Keith Richards had this to say.
How great is male ass?
And didn't Keith call his friend Eric?
No, we don't have time for that.
Oh, I see. Kidding?
Today's celebrity
birthdays. Ralph's finally given into that after all this time.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jay Leno, host of Tonight Show, is 58 years old today. Bridget Moynihan, actress, model, baby mama to Tom Brady. She is 37. Jorge Garcia.
Oh. Or Jose.
Either one.
From Lost is 35. Penelope Cruz is 34 years old today. And Jessica Alba.
Tissue.
Turns 27 years old today.
Can you?
Thank God. Well, that's the last one.
Is there any way to not do that?
Do we need the tissue?
I do like he runs the back of the room.
He does, because he knows I'm
going
to punch
him.
Him in the nuts.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. You should hunt him down after the show and get that done.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Show along with more tickets for you to see Death Cab for Cutie tomorrow night at Spaceland. Congratulations to Karen Kuo. From San Marino. She just won tickets. Yours are straight ahead on K-Rock. First, the Kevin Amin Afro line is on the air at 323-520-AFRO.
This first Afro call puts two things together. One is the from the Internet Rodeo, the little kid that blows up a balloon with his left nostril.
Yeah.
And the handlebar song.
I blow up balloons with my left nostril, my left nostril, my left nostril.
Okay.
Okay. Not a lot of thought put into that.
No.
Got to be honest. I would like to take this person to task. I would like to disagree with this person greatly.
When you let Bean do impressions on air, a puppy dies somewhere. Enough, guys, seriously.
What are you talking about, brother?
What do you think about that, the Hulkster?
I don't know what that guy's talking about.
Every Friday, we have Beer Mug shatter a new world record.
He's amazing.
And it is really, really good radio.
Oh, hey, guys, you know what I never get sick of? Beer Mug's eating challenges. I mean... Oh, it translates so well to radio, where you can't see anything. You guys do know you're on the radio, right? Please stop it.
I didn't, actually.
We do videotape each adventure as he tries to break the world record and put it almost immediately up at KRock.com if you want to go back and see him fail at powdered donuts and peeps and hot dogs and everything else that he's tried. It is up there.
And since when does failing on the radio mean we don't do it?
Exactly.
Yeah,
come on.
There'd
be nothing for us to do if we only did stuff that was good.
And make that decision now after all these years? One of our favorite cities in Southern California?
Glendale.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dave, the King of Mexico. Some people come to the website and see somebody for the first time, and they've always got something else in their mind, the way the person looks. It's never good.
I saw a picture of Dave the King of Mexico yesterday, and Jesus Christ, man, how the hell did he get Jasmine? He's like a pig man thing.
But I will say, you're right, first of all, he has no business drilling Yasmin, but I will say that Dave looks more like you expect him to look than almost anyone else. When you hear Dave on the radio, he really looks exactly like he sounds.
So you think he sounds like a pigman thing?
No, I don't know that I'd use that descriptive term, but I'm just saying, doesn't Dave just seem like a doughy Mexican kid? I mean, he is exactly what he sounds like.
But he's got game. That's how he gets
Jasmine
or whatever her name is.
The number one song this week on Ryan Seacrest's Top 40, How Great Is Male Ass? Yeah!
How great is male ass?
That song is sweeping the country.
I guarantee Ryan likes it.
Lisa has her share of love.
You know why Lisa Mae's so hot? Because her first name starts with L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L-L. Love you, Lisa.
Nice. I thought of that.
Somebody else called with the Lisa Spook song.
Lisa Mae's butt outside my window. Lisa Mae's butt right on my yeah.
Oh.
I wish you all could see. I want to spank Lisa on her booties at Lisa Mae's butt right on my right now.
All right. Thank
Lisa
you.
Lisa Mae. I want to make love to you so bad. I wish I were black. No.
Okay.
Because I am.
Odd, and I would also like to take issue with this call.
Jed the Fish is a moron. A moron. Why does K-Rock let Jed the Fish be a moron?
How dare you? Who else could have confused Beck?
So you're saying the way you... the little place we keep in our brains that we have for the music is could actually affect our visual perceptions.
I just got lost.
cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. What's the atomic weight of mercury?
That brought my mind to a complete halt.
All right, we gotta go. So this past weekend, of course, was Coachella.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we have a DJ here, a new DJ named McCabe. And he took some phone calls Friday, and then Friday night, and then Saturday, and then Saturday night, and then Sunday from somebody named David Hasselhoff.
not the David Hasselhoff.
Well, you can make up your own mind.
Yeah, hi, this is David Hasselhoff. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing, David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Listen, my kids are down at your Coachella Festival, and they're telling me it's awesome, and I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there. Who would I talk to, and who do I go through?
Well, if you go to the website, krock.com.
Well, how do I know that, but I'm going to need VIP tickets because I'm not going to be able to hang
out. Well, dude, you are, no one hassles the Hoff, so you'd probably just get them.
Yeah, but where can I get them? I mean, like, where is there, can I come to your radio station tonight and pick up something, or can I just go down there? Because I got a couple of girls, and we're just going to drive down tonight.
Yes.
All in all, it's just another break in the wall.
All right, David, hold on.
So is this how it works if you're David Hasselhoff?
Yes.
Something comes up that you want, and you just get it because you're the Knight Rider guy.
He doesn't know how to buy tickets, by the way.
And then he asked
no clue.
Then he asked McCabe this information.
Yeah, and where do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available, do you know?
I don't know.
Because I'm not your concierge, Mr. Hasselhoff.
Major fan of K-Rock.
And we are a major fan of Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. I'm still Knight Rider to everybody. Even though there's a new Knight Rider, I'm still Coche Fantastico.
Now here's where he goes into a weird thing where he starts talking about his car got towed.
Mm-hmm.
Even tonight when they just towed my car, they said, Coche Fantastico.
They towed your car?
Yeah, I told the guy, I went to pick up my car. He goes, Michael, I said, don't give me that Michael shit. You towed my car. And I said, at a cat animal hospital. I said, my cat's dead in the back.
What?
I don't know.
He sounds pretty broken up being out there with a bunch of 20-something-year-old girls trying to take him to Coachella.
Apparently his cat was
he's really mourning.
It was in the back of the car at the pet hospital, and then his car got towed, so then he had to go get it and tell the guy that the cat was still in the back. And he did want to work for his tickets, though.
I'd love to, introduce the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
I'll just go on stage and go, the Hoff! K-Rock, the Hoff! Come on, that's worth some tickets.
Yes, it is. Yeah. If you could get the Red Hot Chili Peppers to play on a year when they're not playing...
That's sure. worth some tickets.
That's impressive.
And finally, exactly. One final question for McCabe.
How far is the festival from the Marriott Palm Desert? Do you know?
He maybe needs a personal assistant to be making these arrangements for him, I think.
Lazy. He's really, such a lazy man.
McCabe has no idea how far it is from that. Okay, let's. I see we have the Hoff on the phone. Good morning, David.
How you guys doing?
We're very good. How are you?
Hoff loves the Rock.
Yes, you do.
Where are you right now? We know that you made it out to Coachella. Where are you now, David?
Yeah, I'm still at Coachella.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
There's nothing going on there, right?
It's over, though.
I can't find my car.
Oh, no. Really?
It's hot.
It is hot.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah.
I keep drinking, but I can't get hydrated.
Well, you're drinking just water or Gatorade or what?
Rumple mints.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
It's like Goldschlager.
Oh, without no.
The, oh,
without
that's
gold,
not gonna,
without the gold in it.
Oh, no.
That's not going to help you, David.
No.
This is a pepperminty liqueur.
Uh-huh. Is anyone else still there? I mean, are there any guards there that you could ask to help you?
I got a couple girls.
Right?
You always do.
Yeah. And I can't find my car.
What are the girls doing right now?
You know how far Coachella is to the Palm Desert Marriott?
No, we don't.
Why are we supposed to know that?
I'm going to have to walk. I don't have the Coche Fantastico. I need my Coche Fantastico.
Are you going to make the girls walk as well?
My Coche Fantastico. Right. I wish I had a Coche Fantastico.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe a cab is what you need. Maybe call a cab to come get you.
Oh. I'm a
car was towed.
Right. That was Friday,
though.
I had
a dead cat in the back.
That was Friday,
though. So we heard. Yeah. still have the dead cat.
Yeah. Every time I have a car, I put a dead cat in it.
That seems odd.
It's not going to smell good.
Nobody steals a car with a dead cat in it.
Right. Okay.
So know that.
No one can get a dead cat?
No, we don't.
Dead cat fantastical.
Right. There's no security. There's no cops you can wave down.
No, it's just desert.
Desert, yeah.
And
don't drink anymore, David. Just
sand.
Right. That's desert.
Lay down and go to
and
sleep. Maybe.
Wind, with, hot. Right.
It is hot. Yeah.
I cannot get hydrated. I'm out of sweat.
Maybe you found your car though. Maybe
is
you should...
it bad if you can't sweat anymore?
Yes.
Yeah. I think so. I think that's a sign that you're about to die.
That's heat stroke.
Sweat fantastic. Our Rock loves the rock.
That's what we hear, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nirvana.
How was Nirvana this weekend?
I can introduce Nirvana. That's got to be worth a couple tickets, right?
Yeah, well, they're not exactly playing
Nirvana
anymore.
Nirvana fantastic.
All right.
Nirvana fantastic.
You all right, dude?
No. Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You're okay.
Nope.
You have food?
Nope.
No food?
No.
No. That's sad.
I got Rumple Mints.
Right, you mentioned that. That doesn't sound like that's the good thing if it's the only thing you have.
Yeah, this is a mess.
Oh, no.
It is.
I can't find my car.
Yeah, that's not a good place.
Coaster Fantastico.
Not a good place to lose your car.
Coaster Fantastico. Coaster Fantastico.
Right. We heard that.
You all right?
This is a mess.
Yeah.
My cat died.
We heard that.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
Right, Roger Waters was last night.
All in all, it's just another brick in the wall.
You all right, dude?
This is a mess.
Right.
Mess Fantastico.
Did you say Mess Fantastico?
Yep.
Should we call the authorities or something?
Nope.
Don't call the authorities.
Nope.
You don't need help?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
You don't need help?
Nope.
What? Sorry, I can't understand you.
This is a mess.
It is a mess, yeah.
You know how far it is to the Marriott Palm Desert?
No.
We don't. How are we supposed to know that off the top of our heads?
Oh, this is a mess.
All right, good luck.
Coachella Fantastico.
Okay, call us when you get back.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, we got to go.
This is a mess.
Right.
Who's laughing in the background there, David?
Oh, did you say Omar? Is he still out there, too? All right, we got to go. We don't know,
can't
we? We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do,
nephew?
1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number toll-free for Kevin Means What to Do Nephew. Get on the air, get a prize. Today, the critically acclaimed thriller The Orphanage, out just now on DVD. Did you guys ever see it?
No, I know you did.
So good. So creepy. Guillermo del Toro, who was nominated for an Oscar for Pan's Labyrinth, you remember, is the producer of this film, and it is in that same vein. It's so weird and so scary, and I totally recommend it. And you'll win a copy just for being on the air with us here this morning on K-Rock.
Let's begin with Travis and Yorba Linda. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, Lisa May, how you doing today?
I'm good, Travis. What's
good.
Going on?
Hey, guys. Hi. Hey, I was calling because I was on a Norwegian cruise, and there was a magician by the name of Murray, and I heard somebody talking about Celebrity Cadaver today. I think that was Kevin.
Yeah, I brought in clips of maybe the worst show ever. Not even interesting enough that I think we're going to follow it. It was just horrible. Yeah.
You know, and this guy, I don't know if you saw him on this Celebrity Cadaver. He was tall, white, with really poofy white hair. Oh, kind of a freaky looking dude.
Oh, is he one of the judges?
He may have been a judge. I don't know. I only saw him on the on the cruise, but he was an interesting guy. Pretty good magician, though.
Did he blow your mind?
Sorta.
Okay, good.
All right.
That's what you want, a magician.
Isn't blowing your mind either an all or nothing proposition?
Kinda.
I got an email from listener Micah, by the way, who was very upset because he thought you were teasing a show called Celebrity Cadaver.
Oh, he said that he could get behind. He was looking forward to seeing some dead celebrities, but
these are just
magicians.
Not D-list celebrities, kind of like G-list celebrities, and they're doing magic, and they have a competition.
How can you say that when Ant and Carney Wilson are on the same show, Kevin? How can you mock it? Yeah. Hey, let's talk to Jose. He's on line four. I think he had a weekend very similar to our man Ralph Garman's. Jose, what'd it do?
What'd it do, guys?
What's going on, dude?
Hell yeah. Feel like a man again, watching football for freaking 2 days in a row.
There wasn't any football.
Kidding me? The draft.
The draft.
Oh, you're one of those
awesome.
You're one of those guys that watches the draft for hour after
hell
hour.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Wow.
You want me to watch start baseball?
No, there was Coachella going on this weekend, dude.
I didn't have tickets, man. I went last year for Rays.
You can watch it on KROQ.com the whole weekend.
No,
dude. I only get football till September, man. This is the only football I get for like 4 months.
But how exciting is the NFL draft?
Awesome.
Dude, they break it down, man. Each team, they grade them.
How many hours did you watch?
NFL Network does an amazing job of the draft. They really do.
How many hours did you watch the draft?
Total, probably like at least six, maybe.
5 or 6 hours.
Rookie.
Yeah.
Ralph, how many hours did you watch of the draft?
I caught about 8 hours of it.
Wow!
I still have some of it TiVo, though. You know, so I'm still going to catch
it. Oh, you still have it, so you're going to go back and watch more.
Yeah, I still have to watch the sixth and the seventh round.
Sure. Yeah. You have to tell me.
All right. Hey, man, that's how Super Bowls are made, man. Look at the Giants, man. All those guys that contributed to the game.
Okay, yeah.
They were drafted in the sixth round.
All right.
There's some big stories. Okay.
All right.
Listen, Falcons have a quarterback now.
I miss football as well, but this isn't much football.
Dude, it's very football-y.
Okay. Let's go
to argue with it is football.
Fantastical.
Let's go. Valerie in Pomona. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
What
are
you
guys doing?
What's going on?
What a do, nephew? What a do, baby boo?
What a do, Valerie?
Hey, I just wanted to share with you guys. I had a fun time this weekend going to Medieval Times for my birthday, like I've done many years in the past.
Nope.
Many years? That's your choice for your birthday?
Well, not every year, but many. It's a good time. I love horses.
Then go horseback riding.
Yeah, go to Griffith Park.
But, you know, I've done that. But anyways, that's not the point. I'm not going back for one specific reason.
No, you're turning your back on them now?
Yeah, nobody wins anymore. They changed the show. You spend your whole evening cheering for your color. We were green, so you're go green, boo blue, you know, boo red. And at the end of the night, nobody wins. They have some, like, gay prince who comes out, and he's the winner, and he's nobody's color.
Okay, all right,
you
stop right there. All right, listen
that's
to me. Valerie,
you're upset about
Valerie,
medieval times.
How old were you on this birthday?
Say it.
Tell me. Tell me.
33.
33.
Oh, okay.
Jesus.
You're 20 years past when you should care whether the green team or the red team wins.
Yeah, but after a few cocktails, it's something to cheer for you.
I need a lot of cocktails if I'm going to cheer for green over blue, though.
After a few cocktails, I go somewhere else.
This is a stab in the dark. But, Valerie, have you ever been to the Renaissance Fair?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That explains
now I know who we're dealing with here.
All right. In that case, we don't even care what you have to say about anything.
You
are that bad.
No, you are that bad.
Thank
you.
Huzzah! Green team, huzzah!
Let's close with Justin, line one, Woodland Hills, who saw Scarface over the weekend, which I think is interesting.
Oh, that's a great movie.
You're on the Kevin and Bean Show. How did you enjoy Scarface?
It was all right. What did you do, Lisa May?
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. Baby Mama. You just call it Tina Fey's Scar.
Oh, that's Scarface.
You went to
Baby
Mama?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
All right, so what about Lisa telling us earlier that the scar is not that noticeable?
It's visible. It's ginormous.
I don't think I've ever seen her on the big screen, but I think it must be like Julia Roberts' forehead vein. Once you see it, you can't stop looking at it.
The scar dwarfs the forehead vein, by the way.
Yeah, that's a penis vein.
Okay. Justin, you went with your girlfriend / wife?
Yeah, I mean, I already saw Harold and Kumar and, you know, the other funny movies, but it was one of those where I had movie tickets, you know?
You had movie tickets?
Yeah, didn't pay for it.
Don't know what that means. Okay.
Okay.
Free tickets.
All right, congratulations on that. Thanks
what
for the
caused
call.
The scar may be a call-in topic for another day, by the way.
She will not say.
But somebody out there knows.
No one knows.
Somebody is a friend of a guy who knows a guy who used to know a guy.
It is one of the greatest mysteries of the world.
And here's the weird thing. I don't really care what caused it, but the fact that she doesn't want to say makes me want to know. Now I'm interested, just because it doesn't matter, but if she doesn't want to say, it must be good.
I heard she got it at Medieval Times.
Really?
Yeah.
Blue or
somebody
green?
From the red team came over and hit her with a broadsword.
That's ugly.
Did she get it as a kid, Ralph?
She won't tell anybody how she got it.
I thought maybe you knew
that.
How
the hell do you expect me to know when she got it?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out if she's trying to protect a family member. There was some sort of accident, or if it was some sort of violent crime that she has bad memories of that she doesn't want to talk about. I'm just trying to put the pieces together here to solve this mystery.
Well, I hope it's that. That'll be funny.
I heard she was trying to stop a fan with her tongue.
Well, maybe we'll figure that one out one day. I want to thank our special guest on today's Kevin and Bean Show, actress Olivia Wilde, for joining us. She is 13 on House, which is back for the first of four new episodes tonight on, well, it's a new night, Monday night for House, 9 o'clock tonight on the Fox channel. Also, thanks to Lewis Black for joining us. He is going to be doing some stand-up shows here in Southern California, May 1st, which I think we decided was Thursday, right?
Yes.
At the Santa Barbara Arlington Theater, May 2nd at Thousand Oaks Civic Center, and May 3rd at the Long Beach Terrace Theater. Very, very funny. Please go to Ticketmaster.com, and Lou's show, The Root of All Evil, airs Wednesday nights at 10:30 on Comedy Central.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new show, we're going to ask, where did the scar come from? Why?
I'd like to know. Let's carve out some time for that.
Where did the scar come from?
Did you get it when she was young?
Was it a violent crime?
When did she get it? I'm curious to know.
How can you not want to know, though?
I only want to know because she won't say.
And does she not talk about it because it's so traumatic and so troubling for her? Like, there's no way for her to make it funny, and maybe that's why she doesn't talk about it.
Hmm. But even so, wouldn't you say, it was a really horrible thing I'd rather not talk about? And then you know to kind of not go there. She doesn't even say that, though.
She creates more attention by not refusing to talk about it. She could say, oh, I got it when I was a kid, childhood accident, whatever. She could make up a lie. Just come up with a story. Don't say, oh, no, I won't speak about that.
I think she got it from the decorator, myself.
Oh!
That's what I think happened.
Really?
You know?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I never even dated her. What are you talking about?
Nice.
You're
also,
paralyzer! You can't be everything!
You're not the decorator. You're the paralyzer. Don't forget that, please. Tomorrow... Good Samaritan's gone wrong. This dude tried to help Amy Winehouse get a cab, and she headbutted him.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
That's a bad tip for if you're a doorman.
Also, tomorrow we're going to talk to Doto.
Right.
Hopefully.
I'll believe that when I hear it.
Hopefully. Spencer the Love Dispenser will be on the program again tomorrow.
Good.
And Kevin and Bean Investigative Reporters take on another story.
Sweet Jesus,
they are very afraid in the Congo of their penises being stolen by voodoo doctors, witch doctors.
We got to find out what's going on.
We're going to call the Congo, Ralph.
You are.
Not only do penises go missing, some guys' penises just get made smaller. That's what they say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's Kevin and Bean, investigative reporters.
He always claimed it was voodoo.
Going undercover, calling the Congo tomorrow.
Don't do that.
And we have some final tickets for the private show with Def Cab for Cutie tomorrow. It's not Def, is it?
Def Cab
for Cutie.
Yeah, I think it can be so.
Def Cab for Cutie. So we have the final tickets tomorrow.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on Lisa's shit.
All right,
can we hear
your
Def Cab for Cutie?
Def Cab for Cutie.
Thank you.
I don't know what kind of shape Cat Corbett is going to be in the Monday after Coachella, but we'll see. She's coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including that Flobots Handlebar song, also the new one from Nine Inch Nails called Discipline. We got some Jimmy Eat World, Bad Religion, Chili Peppers, and more after this on K-Rock.